Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. A lot of important news and information that we're going to be covering. And we do have Mike Rivero for his monthly visit popping in via the webcam. We'll be live at prisonplanet.tv for a full 3 hours today. Then Richard C. Cook, economic historian, economist, will be breaking down the latest economic developments with the Dow going below 7,000 yesterday and continuing that today. And we're going to have State Rep. Dan Itza back on, who's got national attention for his bold resolutions that are pretty close to passing up in New Hampshire. They're having a big rally coming up, in 2 days there to try to get that passed in New Hampshire, declaring state sovereignty. So that is coming up as well. The news I have here in front of me is very, very important, obviously. Dow finishes below 7,000 for first time since 97. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted below 7,000 at the opening bell and kept driving lower all day, finishing at 6,763, and it's still below 7,000 this morning, last time I checked. A loss of nearly 300 points. Each of the 30 stocks of the index lost value for the day. So we'll be going over the details of that. Thousands of Mexican soldiers pour into the country's most violent city in crackdown on drug gangs. Yeah, drug gangs, they're trying to take over so they can have all the profits for themselves. Also, Obama releases secret Bush anti-terror memos. I guess you could say this was a good thing, though he's not releasing most of the secret Bush communiques. These are the John Yoo memos and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez memos. And guess what? They planned to ban free speech in the United States. They were testing whether they could get away with it or not. And that's notice that about 3 years ago, I went on air and I said, folks, they are strongly considering banning free speech in the United States. And I could tell that because suddenly O'Reilly, suddenly Sean Hannity, suddenly the MSNBC host, the CNN host were saying, you know, these 9/11 truthers. And, you know, these anti-war protesters, this is a time of war, and protesting the war aids terrorists, because the war is against terrorists, and so this should be banned. Michael Weiner, the beatnik, poses as a conservative. He came out and said that you should be put in a labor camp, because you shouldn't have the taxpayer pay for you to be in prison, so it'd be a forced labor camp. And then even the Deputy Attorney General of California at the time, I'll never forget, in the Oakland Tribune said, we're not going to allow anti-war protest anymore in the state because the feds have handed down directives to us that protesting is aiding terrorists. Because if you protest a war that's supposedly against terrorists, because, you know, Saddam Hussein carried out 9/11, they were still putting out that lie at the time, then you're aiding terrorists. And so under the War Powers Act, and trading with the enemy and other such acts, we're banning it. But people still went out, protested, demonstrated. They tried the same thing. They tried the same situation over in Australia. The people just said no to it. So see, the tyrants are trying to tell us to go under tyranny. We're just saying no. This is vital information. We'll cover it when we get back, and the economy and a lot more. We got three informative guests joining us today. Stay with us.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-237-2179. That's 800-237-2179. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-237-2179 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bush considered revoking the First Amendment. That's the International Herald Tribune. You and others also said in the October 23rd memorandum that, quote, First Amendment speech and press rights may also be subordinated to the overriding need to wage war successfully. And the memos went through how they will abolish posse comitatus by claiming that it's a national security issue. And that's why you began hearing, oh, there's bomb disposal teams with the Army. They're going to work with every county and every city to look for roadside bombs from Al-Qaeda. And then now we have their training manuals. We've had police call in. It's been in the mainstream news that they're preparing them for the American people to fight the government. See, the entire Homeland Security system was set up to be a tyranny. It is Homeland Security for the corrupt bankers to rob and loot us at will, where no one can block them, no state governments can stop them, no grand juries can indict them. This is all a larceny system. This is all a crime system so that they can loot and steal and control the population at will. This is high treason. But notice that they tried to float the idea, not just in the United States, but in England. Also in Australia, they said it's a war on terror. You can't criticize the government. You can't protest. That's a key article that was in the Oakland Tribune, 4 years ago, where the Deputy Attorney General said, we're banning protest of the war because, again, protesting the war AIDS terrorist because this war is against terrorists. And so if you're protesting, you're protesting in support of terrorists. And they cited different memos and confidential advice they were getting from the White House. And then we saw Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, but not just them, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC host, come out and beat the drum that we need to ban free speech when it protests this war. And anybody that protests the war needs to be put in a FEMA camp. Anybody who's a 9/11 truther that asks questions or protest needs to be arrested, quote, taken to Guantanamo Bay and tasered and tortured. These are quotes that I'm giving you, and I would see the same quotes, and they would look at the teleprompters and say the exact same thing in the exact same order. By the way, a bunch of that is in Truth Rising. We have those clips in my film, Truth Rising, where we show them one after the other saying the same thing on every channel. I mean, how diabolical is that? How wicked and underhanded is it that they hired 25,000 executives and individuals, quote, in key infrastructure with license to kill orders under FBI and Homeland Security orders with firearms saying, we'll give you orders of who to shoot to kill. And they've got 25,000 and growing. Mainstream news last year, InfraGuard. And then 3 years ago, we got the secret directives and documents to the pastors. At that time, 13,000. They then doubled it to 26,000 in 2008. And then it became mainstream news, exactly what we told people. I mean, I don't blame folks not being able to believe it when we posted secret FEMA documents with the preachers being prepared and to teach their flocks to take injections, force inoculations, to go to camps, to have their families broken up. I mean, it's in the documents. And then it comes out on mainstream news. Oh, yes, pastors are being prepared to get the people ready for martial law and to do as they're told because the government's biggest problem in martial law is us. We're bad. The people are the enemy. Now, they didn't get away with this. You know, they tried to, 5.5 years ago, they ordered 14 million first responders. Every police officer, every firefighter, every nurse, every government employee of county, city, state, federal, every doctor, every EMS driver to take smallpox and experimental anthrax shots. Remember that? They said, you've got to take it. And the police and firemen and medical workers and doctors led the charge. They said, there's no law here that I have to take this smallpox shot. And then it came out that a lot of people that were taking it, it would cause an autoimmune flare-up in the arteries, mainly in men above 45, and they were having heart attacks and dying. And troops were taking it and dying, mainly officers because they were older. And reporters were taking it and dying in Iraq, but also here in the U.S. And so only 4,000 first responders took it, and close to 100 died, according to the L.A. Times, of this smallpox shot that was live smallpox. And then remember, Tommy Thompson wouldn't take it, and it came out that Ridge wouldn't take it either, and so it just collapsed. And I remember having police in two separate occasions walk up to me in gas stations when I was paying for gas and getting Gatorade or whatever, walking over and going, Alex, heard your show. None of us are taking it. And I was like, well, good job. Well, surely don't make us take it then, because they admit they're training police to drive the buses, to go door to door, to make people load on them, to then go to the local sports stadium. This is public. This is on record. And be forcibly inoculated. And they've done drills. We were told by Walmart managers in 2002 that there was a secret program with Walmart distribution centers and Walmart facilities under martial law to be where people are taken to be given the forced inoculations, and people didn't believe us. Then, 2 years ago, it came out in mainstream news that Walmart was indeed involved in, quote, helping during emergencies with emergency inoculations, and they did drills all over the country. You can Google all of this. You know, Walmart does vaccination drill, or Walmart does emergency preparedness drill, and people pull into the Walmart and drive through, and they give you shots Now, first they did it with jelly beans. They did drills where they would give you a jelly bean as if it was your pill. Then they now have drills where you actually show up for the drill, and they advertise it locally, and the citizens get free flu shots, and you drive up, and the army sits there and injects you with the flu vaccine. So they're beta testing this and drilling the firemen, drilling the police, drilling the National Guard, drilling the Walmart employees. Other businesses are involved. This is a massive program that they're engineering and gearing up for the world right now in a big, big way. But think of the magnitude of this. You know, we could tell by the propaganda that they were seriously considering ending free speech. And now they're announcing they are going to shut down the old web, force us onto a new web where everything you do is controlled, where you have a subdomain with one of 50 universities or 50 corporations, 100 total globally. You will have a subdomain like on MySpace or YouTube. They can delete your area. They can restrict you. They can censor you. And the New York Times and had the article 2 weeks ago saying, oh, yes, you'll lose your freedom for security and that the government will be gatekeepers. And now the Pentagon and Northcom are openly taking over, quote, cybersecurity and the architecture of the Internet. So they're going to incrementally, through ending net neutrality, taxation, regulation, control, force everybody over into this censored Chinese-style Internet. Now, here they don't call it a Chinese-censored Internet, but in Australia, they come right out and say, yes, we're setting up Australian net-style censorship. There'll be a few thousand websites you can visit. They're doing it now. They are shutting down and trying to curtail free speech, but they're not going to get away with it. This is the International Herald Tribune. It's also AP, Reuters. It's everywhere. Bush considered revoking First Amendment. You and others in the White House said the October 23rd memorandum that First Amendment speech and press rights may also be subordinated to the overriding need to wage war successfully. The secret legal opinions issued by Bush administration lawyers after September 11, 2001 attacks included assertions that the president could use the nation's military within the United States to combat people deemed as terrorists and conduct raids without obtaining search warrants. The opinion was among nine that were disclosed publicly for the first time yesterday by the Justice Department and what the Obama administration portrayed as a step towards greater transparency. And I have to admit, this is the first thing good I've seen Obama do. I mean, this is good. The opinions showed a broad interpretation of presidential authority, asserting as well that the president could unilaterally abrogate foreign treaties, deals with detainees suspected of terrorism while rejecting input from Congress and conduct a warrantless eavesdropping program. And I am just stunned and amazed right now that Obama actually did something good. I mean, I wish he did all the stuff he said he was going to do a year and a half ago. End the war, not hire any lobbyists, close down Guantanamo. We were up here working late last night, and I went and picked up hot dogs from a local hot dog place. That's what the guys wanted. And I go in, and the two people behind the counter were fans of the show. Everybody that came in, three different groups of people that came in while I was there getting hot dogs, they were all fans. Just a example of how big this show's getting and how effective, thanks to you out there spreading the word. And but one guy said, you know, you're kind of down on Obama. Didn't he really close Guantanamo? And I said, no, he'll look at closing it in 1 year, and he has said they're going to continue rendition, secret arrest, and not follow the Constitution, Bill of Rights, or Geneva Convention. And I gave him some of the headlines, you know, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. And I said, just Google that. And I had another guy, when I was walking down the street the other day, come over and start talking to me and saying, hey, I liked it when you were on Bush, but it seems like you're even more against Obama. That's because the globalists are making their move right now like never before and endowing him with this godlike, messianic, messiah type system. And, I mean, Bush was weak. Bush was a petulant little devil, looked like a goblin, acted like a goblin. No one bought into what he was saying. With Obama, he's slick. He's dangerous. But regardless, there's another story here out of the mainstream news kind of documenting that Obama's doing his own Bush-style secrecy and declaring a lot of the executive powers that Bush did. But this is something, releasing these memos, but Sadly, federal courts had already ordered them released, and they were going to lose in court, so it's something they basically had to do. It's kind of giving the dog a bone.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Private banks are openly announcing a new world order. They are openly bankrupting the planet. They pump trillions of dollars into private banks and brokerage firms and then say it's secret where the money's going. And then they have the gall to say, we're going to set up a world government that regulates and controls every facet of your life through carbon taxes and other financial taxes. And we're not going to turn the world economy back on until you do that. I'm going to get back into this and the other financial news coming up in the next segment. But I was listening to BBC radio in my car last night going home at midnight. And I heard them do a report on a novel mortgage plan in the United States. And this dovetails with what I've seen happen in England and other countries and what I've seen happen in the surrounding area of San Francisco. Government bureaucrats use environmental operations to kick people out of their houses, and then the bureaucrats themselves move into the homes. In Seattle, I've seen Seattle Times articles going back over a decade where in some areas the majority of bars are owned by police. And the police will go into the bathroom of a nice bar and restaurant, sell another officer cocaine, and then they seize the entire restaurant saying drug dealing was happening when they sell drugs to each other. I mean, it's completely illegal, but they don't care because they're so lawless. And they always present it like it's completely reasonable. This is out of the Newser newspaper. Virginia County holds unique lottery to help county employees buy homes, lower foreclosures. And it's billed like it's completely normal what's happening. And they give it that deceptive headline. This is exactly how the BBC reported on it, almost word for word. There's only one problem. They took $50 million of taxpayer money from property taxes and bought the mortgages, and they are giving police, firemen, county workers homes. Giving them homes with taxpayer money. And so this is how they're boosting the economy. It says, but the county also did not want to commit taxpayer funds, so they struck a deal with SunTrust Bank. The county put $50 million of its investment portfolio. Listen to how deceptive that headline is. See, this is a very wicked precedent being set. So, you know, they craftily put this idea out of how it's being done, and everything is deception. Listen to this carefully. But the county also did not want to commit taxpayer funds. So they're saying there's no taxpayer money. So they struck a deal with SunTrust Bank. The county put $50 million of its investment portfolio into certificates of deposit with SunTrust. Do you understand that? That was tax money. But see, counties, through the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, they claim that everything they put in these investment funds is separate from the budget. And in most cases, more than 75% of your tax money goes in to the second set of books. This is the big scam. The mafia set this up in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s in Chicago. It was called the 1313 model, and it was exported all over the country and the world in the early 1950s. Under the program, a person taking out a $200,000 mortgage would receive 2,500 in credits at closing. The money could be used to reduce closing costs or to buy lower interest rate. Participants are required to open a SunTrust banking account, but they also receive an additional $250 for doing so. And when I heard the BBC report, they had the county officials on there just admitting that they just go into these foreclosed homes. Below $300,000 is the cap. And they're even given money to take the loan and given money to fix it up. And they had firefighters, people on there bragging about it, didn't realize what they were part of. But the county also did not want to commit taxpayer funds, so they struck a deal with SunTrust Bank. The county put $50 million of its investment portfolio into certificates of deposit with SunTrust. The bank agreed to offer a series of financial incentives to a select number of county employees. I mean, they're now basically getting free houses. And remember the case a month ago in England where they caught them all over the country, where they go kick old people out of their houses, elder care does, and then they take over the house and say the house had a £1,000 a month bill. They'll reduce it down to £150, you know, not even what it's worth, because the government's paying for the housing. These people are sick. So that's what's going on. That's your bailout. Yeah, let's just, you know, move people into $300,000 houses for $500 a month. a quarter of what they should be paying or less.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Rob Dew, one of our producers, is in studio. He's been reading over this article. Again, I just heard the BBC report last night and pulled up the story. He's working on getting somebody on to cover this and give us more info. But the headlines, Virginia County holds unique lottery to help county employees buy homes, lower foreclosures, and they spin it and say there's no taxpayer money, but it's a $50 million county investment fund money that they're putting in the SunTrust Bank. So that is taxpayer money. And then it says here in the story, its incentives are generous. Approved applicants, county employees only, receive interest-free second mortgages worth up to $92,000. Homeowners are not required to make payments on that mortgage while they live in the home. And if at the end of the 30-year mortgage, the homeowner still lives there, the entire mortgage is forgiven. And it says other counties are doing similar things in the state through the $4 billion to state and local governments from the Neighborhood Stabilization Program passed by Congress. I mean, so these programs are only for government employees, Rob.
Yeah, that's nice. I wish I was a government employee. Get a bigger house, you know. But yeah,
maybe they can all have their own Air Force One like Nancy Pelosi has now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the free cars and everything else they get. And that's off of our money, so don't forget that.
But what are they going to do while everybody else is losing their jobs and going bankrupt, and they're just raising taxes, and more cops out writing tickets, and they're just, it's like a swarm of locusts.
Yeah, well, we've got a group hopefully coming on today from New Jersey. They're getting their property tax rates in 1 year going up 67%.
Even though actual property values have gone down.
Right, right.
And I'm seeing other counties around the country where, in some cases, housing prices have dropped by close to 50%. And they go, okay, it's no longer called a property tax. We're passing a new thing, a one-time fee for everybody in the city of $14,000 for roads.
Yeah, an assessment is what they call it. That's the nice word.
And if you don't like it, the police will come and throw you out of your house and take your home, and they'll move in.
Yeah. And the county that they're talking about, they say they've been hit hard by foreclosures. And, you know, the problem is they're inflated property rates. I mean, these people, you know, for a 3,000-square-foot home, they want $500,000. It's ridiculous. So.
Well, it's like that. I mean, housing used to be very affordable in Austin. Just in the last 10 years, it went where a house that should be $100,000 is $400,000.
Yeah.
And we're talking a 2,000-square-foot house. You want a 3,000-square-foot, you know, you're okay, we want $700,000. That house was $200,000, you know, 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, that was part of the Ponzi scheme. Keep inflating the property rates, and then all of a sudden nobody can afford the housing, and so then they have to move out.
But, know? I mean, how can this county and others with a straight face sit there and say, we're doing this incentive that amounts to basically 75% off is the way I see it here, two mortgages.
Right.
And, well, I mean, how do you break this down? There's different ways to look at it.
You know, you got a $92,000 second mortgage. I mean, if you're buying a $300,000 house, it's pretty much a third off, is what you're looking at. And, you know, you don't have to pay that back if you stay in the home for 30 years. So that's a really good deal.
Well, also, on the BBC, they were announcing just huge amounts of money. They had a firefighter on there. I couldn't drive, you know, write notes. I was driving to the Hill Country at midnight. But he was going, and I'm getting another $20,000 to fix it up, and then another $10,000 as a bonus because I did it, and basically, so this is great. I'm getting a $300,000 house for basically $100,000. That's where I come up with the 2/3 off, because that's how they were implying it on the BBC. I don't know. I just know this is only for county people. And
well, yeah, we're going to do some investigating on this and find out what's going on. Maybe even interview this one of these people who's going through the process.
So the county,
see what they're doing.
So the county raises your rates on your home, your property tax, till you can't keep it, and then they move in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the tax rate's here. You know, it's an extra $5,000 on top of what you're paying for your mortgage.
Well, my house in the last few years has lost probably 25% of its value. And doesn't matter, I get the property taxes, it says my house is worth even more.
Yeah, it's going up 10% every year.
And then now I've got to spend time I don't have to go down and contest it and go right to court or whatever, and I probably won't. I'll probably say, okay, you know, you want to cheat me out of $1,000 or whatever, here it is.
Yeah, and that's the scheme. And then now they're going to take that money and go buy foreclosed properties and then give them to their county employees. That's just, you know, it's not fair at all to take money that we're putting into the system and, you know, spending it on themselves. So
sounds like the Soviet Union or party officials in communist China. That's how they do it there.
Yeah. Oh, and it has a nice face. They put a nice spin on it. I mean, as I'm reading the article, I'm like, wow, it's not so bad. And then you start reading more, and then you start looking at it, and you're like, wait a minute, $92,000 for a free second mortgage? Who gets that? Nobody gets that. Unless you're in Prince William County. So.
Well, they go on to say that other counties are doing similar things, quote, even more aggressive.
Sure. It's all to help the greater good, Alex. The greater good.
Well, this is how they're going to buy loyalty. And I kept telling people, because this happens in every third world country. It happened in Germany. This is how England was run for hundreds of years. I told you, the police and the government officials are going to move into your houses.
Yeah.
They're going to move into your houses. Do you read me?
If I was getting my house foreclosed on and I was in Prince William County, I wouldn't move out and I would apply for one of those free second mortgages.
And then when they don't give it to you, I'd sue.
Yeah.
Because that is discrimination.
It definitely is. And what do you call that, job discrimination? I don't work for the county, so I can't get the same deals as the county
employees?
Well,
no, I mean, there's a lot of laws on this. It's like when they wouldn't give black folks or Native Americans loans,
mm-hmm.
You know, even though they have the same job as a white person, the same amount of years, and had good credit, they'd say, no, we're not giving you this to you.
Right.
Well, now it's another class, a super class. It's government or kind of lordship.
Right. The government workers. Wow, the government workers are worth more than you.
Well, they're going to buy incredible loyalty from them pulling these type of shenanigans. But I've seen cases, like in San Francisco, where they'll just, well, there's a 10,000-plus acre piece of land right across the Golden Gate Bridge. And there were a lot of homeowners that had that property. And 15 years ago or so, you can go pull up the San Francisco Chronicle, they just said, you know what, now no more building here, and we're making this a nature preserve, and we're going to force people, because it's now going to be a county nature preserve, to sell their houses. And then they set the price and basically did eminent domain. And then now they describe it, they've built clubhouses for the county people and the police. You know, government officials live in these lavish homes right off the beach or in the gorgeous, I mean, it's the most beautiful place in the world. And it's, and then the public, because it was supposedly a parkland, are supposed to be able to hike in there. The police arrest you. They go, this is ours, get out of here.
Right.
So they're actually seizing their own little fiefdoms.
They did something similar to that in one of the dock areas. A bunch of hippies were living in, you know, abandoned boats, and they'd kind of made that their little community, and they wanted the property, so they went in and kicked them out. And the police just ran them all out, and they came in and seized and sunk all the boats and then started building on top of it. That was over in San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah, well, that's not even that case. Here in Austin, Mayor Kirk Watson, through the SOS plan, seized in one grab 15,000 acres, a bunch of other separate parcels, and then now he owns the bank because he controlled the deals that were made that gives the loans to companies to build million-dollar ranchettes on it, because that's what the elite want. They want to have, you know, 100-acre, 50-acre parcels, and it was going to be, quote, this 15,000-acre nature preserve, and then they grabbed a bunch of other land in East Austin. You know, and they built a huge spa, five-star resort, golf courses, and that was going to be our parkland, and no one was ever going to build on it, because if you built, the runoff would kill the salamanders.
Right, right.
I mean, this is so low down. I went to a smart growth conference in 1998 in Austin, and they had all these former Dallas Cowboys and the head of Bank of America and this bank and that bank, and there was like 4,000 people in there with giant screens as they were speaking, and they were going, this is wonderful, our profits will be insane. And I would walk up and say, but you're stealing the property. And they would go, that's right, it's ours. I think there's video of this out there. And they would just laugh. It was all just, it was mafia. It was nothing to do with the environment.
Yep, this is your government.
But meanwhile, they had these darling hippies who would come in with the tie-dyes and the long hair and the sandals. I'm not bashing them. I don't care how you look. I could care less. The point is, they were the darlings. Oh, you know, kind of a microcosm of these UN non-governmental organizations that they point at and say, that's who represents the people, some group they fund.
Right.
And they would, you know, we're not going to let anybody build here. We're not going to let anybody build there. We're taking this guy's ranch. We're taking this guy's farm and all the surrounding area around Austin as it was exploding in size. And they were the little darlings at city council all the time. They wanted, the people of Austin wanted, oh, it's so good, we're going to get these rich developers. Meanwhile, it was developers funding it, the land grab. And as soon as they got it passed, then the hippies were like, wait, you're building on it, you lied. And they said, we're banning speaking except once a month for people, and you've got to sign up a week in advance, and we're not going to hear from you, and maybe we'll just get rid of citizens' communication altogether, and no longer are they the little darlings.
Mm-hmm.
Now they'll tell the police, escort them from the building. See, you're done. You were the little sucker. Now they're through with you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this new program works out, because they're using it, you know, they manufactured the crisis, and now they have the solution, you know, which is buying the property up and giving it to their employees.
You ought to see Kirk Watson. He was in KLBJ 590 a few months ago with some other state senators in the show right after me, because Beyond the Beltway, a syndicated show from Chicago, was in Austin doing the show locally. And so I leave the studio doing the syndicated show, and in comes the next syndicated show. And Kirk Watson saw me and turned white, like he had seen a 45-foot goblin. And then he starts going, oh, Alex, I really like you. Oh, hi, buddy. Hi, shaking my hand, because he knows I know what he's up to. And I was like, come on, Watson. How's all that land you grabbed? And he, oh.
It's all good.
Oh, come on, Alex. I mean, it's just incredible.
It's a good old boy network. Keeps getting bigger.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, they know we know, because let me tell you, I walk out and he's there and literally went white. And he went, oh, I mean, he started going, duh, 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 duh. He thought I was going to, I don't know, because I used to like follow him around and yell at him and stuff right. At city council meetings. I was like, how dare you steal this? You know, I'd have the poor rancher going, our 1,000 acres, we've had it since, you know, 1847, my great-great-grandpa, my cemetery. And, and they're taking the land and paying me 2 cents on the dollar for it. And no.
Yeah. It's,
and now it's luxury homes.
Right. It's making more tax money for them.
And then they had a Supreme Court ruling, New London versus Kelo.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, they said if the Supreme Court said if private interests come and lobby and pay money to local officials to take your land, it's legal. They said open Roman-style theft.
Wow. What
and listen, have you read the decision?
No.
It actually says that. It says if we decide something has a better economic aim, even for private interests, we're taking your land. And it said they're allowed to give money to lobby to take your land.
Wow. Well, it'll be interesting to see is what this new ruling that Hillary Clinton supposedly signed, this deal with China, how
yeah.
they can come in eminent domain. It'll be interesting to see how they're going to pull that
Well, what's really happening is under the IMF and World Bank receivership, that's why they're giving the Arabs all the ports and handing over whole highway systems to Spanish companies, because that is collateralized and that's true. Hal Turner, who always kind of exaggerates or spins things, or, you know, a private company puts out an Amero coin as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes out and says it's a real Amero coin. And then he's come out and he's kind of simplified it and said, oh, the Chinese, you know, have done this. But unlike his normal hoaxes, it's almost true. It's almost true, that story. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it basically is true. He just oversimplifies it and says it's China doing it and links to a Reuters article where China's saying, we want more guarantees on collateralization.
Right.
And then Hillary meets in secret and they say, okay. So it's probably true.
Yeah.
But, again, it's from him, so.
Know your neighbor.
Yeah, well, we certainly know how. He's quite an individual. Hey, thanks for coming in here. And cool. Tell us about some of the guests that are coming up on the show today.
We got Richard C. Cook. He's written a new article that he wants to talk about. Mike Rivera is coming on.
Monthly visit.
Through Skype. And then we have Dan Itza and Paul Ingridson coming up from New Hampshire. They're having a rally on Wednesday, so they want to get some support out there for that, for their HCR6, I believe it is.
Now they're having a rally very close to passing it there.
Yeah.
They're very close right now this week to passing it through the Senate in Oklahoma, past the House. And it's now over 30 states that have gotten on board with the sovereignty amendment.
Oregon, I've actually got a guy coming on Monday from Oregon, Dennis Richardson, I believe his name is. And they are just introduced a bill for sovereignty. And we're also talking with Tennessee right now, Susan Davis, I think, or Susan Lynn, I think is her name. And I don't know, I've been dealing with state governments for the last 2 weeks trying to get these guys on and talking with them, and it's really interesting because it's happening across America as we speak now.
And now we're having tax revolts all over the country. So in the next few weeks we're going to shift out of the states.
Yep.
I mean, we're still going to be focused on it and track it, but we've got that ball rolling thanks to you, the listeners. We're going to shift into county, city revolts.
Yep. And keep sending in your tips. Definitely send in your tips. My email is robd@infowars.com. It's robd@infowars.com.
Or the abbreviation of Rob Do. It's robd@infowars.com.
Correct. And definitely keep sending me your tips. Any tax revolts out there, we're gonna try to make that a series that we're going, especially into tax time. Let's talk about it more and, you know.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation. I haven't had him on in about 2 years.
All right.
Let's go ahead and get Joe Bannister on. Let's go ahead and get all the usual suspects on. Tommy Crier.
Yeah. Leading up, there's that. The 15th is the middle of the week, so
we in fact, you want to write that down? Just we'll do producer meetings here on air. Total transparency.
Yeah.
Let's get Tommy Crier on. Let's get Joe Bannister on. Let's get Red Beckman on. Let's get, who else should I get on here? Did I tell you Bob Schultz? Oh, and let's get Larry Beecraft. These are all legitimate researchers and activists who won't get you put in prison. There's a lot of patriot mythology out there, and I wouldn't, you know, go, throw people over cliffs. So I'm certainly not going to have baloney people on the show. These are all legitimate. Yeah, let's set them up for next week.
Cool. Sounds good.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
We'll start doing it.
Appreciate that. You know, there's many days I get in here and the news is so horrible, so off the charts, so incredibly corrupt that I literally can't cover it. I mean, we have police beating up little children, beating up old ladies on video. We have all sorts of government being caught dealing drugs or stealing people's houses and kidnapping people's children. We have AIG getting another $30 billion. That's over $200 billion that AIG has gotten now. Over $200 billion. I think it's $300 billion. I've got it here in my stack, but... And they won't say where it's going. I mean, it just goes out the back door into private investments and bonuses in the Cayman Islands. CBS News admits over $250 million of the trillions in bailout has openly gone to the Cayman Islands. Just the Cayman Islands alone. Just the Cayman Islands. And now the news is reporting that Bernard Madoff's going to probably be able to keep his penthouse, his $60 million penthouse, and a bunch of other stuff. I mean, this guy is not in jail. This guy's allowed to stay in his house and ship, you know, all these jewels out to his family that's now in Latin America. You know, they've run down to Latin America. I mean, that's who runs the country. And instead we just let them sit there and be official and boss us around and say, the police are spying on you to stop Al-Qaeda, not to protect us from our crimes. I mean, it's asinine. Arrest them all.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a a car.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Great things are happening. Through adversity, the decadent people of the West are being forced to see what nest in our capitals, the International Crime Syndicate, known as the New World Order. I was on Kerrang Radio out of London, national radio in England yesterday for 45 minutes, and the host came on. I've been on the show many times, and he said, Alex, I was driving down the road in London today and saw a huge yellow truck with Infowars.com on the side. Are you paying for that? And I said, no, and he kind of didn't believe it. And people all over the world are seeing Infowars.com sprayed as graffiti on walls. It's on cars, it's on trucks, it's in people's yards. We get photos sent all the time from New Zealand and Russia and Romania and South Africa, Mexico, Brazil. I've had photos sent to me in Hawaii, you know, where people put up signs or carve it in rocks at waterfalls. I mean, it's just everywhere. And we're just one little group in this fight. It's just growing exponentially. And I have to tell you, all hype aside, the Obama deception is the most powerful film I have ever made. You know, I tend to say Endgame is the most powerful film I've ever made. You know, and before that, Terror Storm was the most powerful, because they just get better and better. We get better at this. We get more informed, more knowledge, more info, more professional, better equipment, thanks to your support. But this one, just because of the hype of Obama, it's going to go completely viral, and the information is all just devastatingly accurate and hardcore. All his lies, his corruption, the banker's agenda, the New World Order. It shatters the left-right paradigm. It is 110 minutes long, so 10 minutes shy of 2 hours, and then it has 20 minutes of extras and a little Easter egg or two in there, too, but a few little hidden goodies. Just an amazing film is all I can say, and I can't wait. The cover has been sent off to be printed. The film has been sent off to be mass-produced. This is very, 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 very exciting. And to be in this position, just everything I basically in my life, I guess, was building towards this point. I mean, I had no intentions. I just wanted to get on the media and warn people locally that they were land grabbing. That was my main reason for trying to get on air, and they'd laugh at me in radio stations. I was taking RTF. They said, you got to become an intern and basically wait 10 years to get on air. And I'd call into talk shows, and they'd make fun of me when I was trying to warn people and warning them about gun legislation to restrict the Second Amendment. So I went down and got an Access TV show and literally ran the whole thing for several years by myself, learned how to edit on a big reel-to-reel, three-quarter-inch tape, learned how to splice tape, learned how to cut tape. And, I mean, they had primitive stuff from, like, basically 1970s technology in the mid-1990s. And so can you imagine when I discovered computers and got the money to buy computers, what it was like? And I would sit there and voice it over myself, you know, live on the tape as it was rolling over the video. I would, you know, do a quick voiceover and then stay up all night long and, you know, make my first films. And then I got the radio show. And right at the time, video was starting to go viral on the internet, and we had some of the first viral videos. I didn't know I was pioneering this new form of gonzo journalism of confronting politicians and then putting it on the web. And it was, we've really trailblazed so much, and it was all by accident.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633.
Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Rivero on the deteriorating economy. Governments openly announcing they're preparing for martial law from England to the United States to Australia. AIG gets another $30 billion. It's now in the hundreds of billions of dollars. Their first bailout was $150 billion alone. They're calling it nationalized. It hasn't really been nationalized. Mike Rivero's coming up. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 7 minutes, 10 seconds from now for the balance of the show today. Then I've got Richard C. Cook, economic historian and economist, joining us to go over the economy, and Dan Itza and Paul Ingridston, the state representatives who have the strongest resolution that's very close to passing in New Hampshire. So they'll be joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. By the way, Jason Burmes had a great maiden voyage last night, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, going out over Genesis on the AM and FM dial, and at the very same time hooked into Genesis, and we only had a few little hiccups, so that went rather well. He's got a lot of other very informative guests coming on tonight and throughout the rest of the week. Now, 9 to midnight, you just go up to Infowars.com where the refeed's going, and suddenly it goes from being a refeed to being live. It'll also be posted at PrisonPlanet.tv for the members there, all of those archives. So more and more we're adding in the Infowar to PrisonPlanet.tv for all the subscribers there, but everybody can listen on the radio. Just finishing up what I was saying about the Obama deception, this is an amazing film. And my main message to you out there is it needs to go mega viral. And that could only happen if you do it. And it is the film to go viral. It is probably going to go viral without even too much of a push. But, I mean, mega viral, supernova viral, as I call it. But if you push it, it's kind of like pushing a boulder downhill. It's easier. And you have more bang for the buck. The more copies of the film you make from the DVD you get from us, the more copies you burn off PrisonPlanet.tv, the more people you give it to, it's just going to go absolutely, completely, insanely viral. I can feel it in my bones. I know it. I mean, I knew Endgame was going to explode. I knew Terrorstorm was going to explode. I know that the Obama deception is going to be huge because it lays out all of Obama's lies. It lays out his betrayal. It lays out who controls him, the New World Order agenda, how the banks are taking over, how they're making their move for world government. This is a film that has to be seen worldwide. So please pre-order the DVD. We are now only 12 days until it's released. 12 days until the release of the Obama deception. 110-minute info weapon. I mean, this sucker is a huge 1,000-megaton hydrogen bomb against the New World Order in the info war. It is going to blast the living daylights out of them because they can reapply their Obama worship, their propaganda, their disinformation, their conditioning, their lies, their spin all day long. But a kernel of truth, like an enzyme, you can drop a tiny kernel of an enzyme into a chemistry test, and it'll just neutralize and totally change the content of the entire beaker or test tube. And it's the same thing here. I mean, this sucker, well, that's why they call it viral, because it's like a virus, but it's a good virus. I mean, it's tiny, man. It just shoots out. I mean, holding the tapes in my hand that we printed off and gotten off to safe locations in case anybody tried anything, and the copies we've got at remote locations ready to be uploaded at a moment's notice in case anybody tries anything. We always do that because you know how serious these weapons are, and we've had dirty tricks played before. You're literally holding a renaissance. You're holding a powerful idea. You're holding true revolution and resistance to tyranny. And you know it has this life, and it's like an embryo. And then you know that March 15th, it's just going to start replicating. I love it. Thank you, God, for putting me in this position. Thank you for the blessings of being able to be here and fight evil. And thank God for all of you out there. I just love you to death. Stay with us.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are live 1 hour and 8 minutes into this worldwide transmission. For the next 51 minutes, we are joined by Mike Rivero. Mike will be with us breaking down a host of issues into whatreallyhappened.com. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And joining us from Hawaii is Mike Rivero. Mike, good to have you on board with us with your once-a-month visit.
Aloha, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show again.
It's good to have you here. Okay, let's get into the economy first. They won't tell us where the money's going in specifics. They just say another $30 billion to AIG, well over $200-plus million. Their third bailout now. They're saying it's nationalized, but when you really look at it, it's the private central banks through the government are just basically taking the money and won't say where it's going. But CBS News reported, as you know, last week, $250-plus billion of the bailout money to all these companies is going to the Caymans, and they're literally going offshore with it. Madoff's family has run down to South America. Most of the other bankers have been running to South America and to areas around the Pacific Ocean. They're going to the Cook Islands and other places. I mean, to me, it's just such a fraud to know they're criminals, to know criminals run the government, to know Wall Street is run by crooks, to know they're setting up a world government. I mean, it's so obvious. They should all be arrested. The New World Order should end. But it's come out that Bush did want to end the First Amendment in America. We saw those talking points in the news. It's come out that Obama's lied about everything he said he would do. And they just continue forward. But at the same time, people are waking up. I keep saying this, but I mean, it's exploding by the day now. So can you speak to that?
Yeah, obviously, Barack Obama's been this incredible disappointment. He's starting to talk about going after the Second Amendment, despite the U.S. Supreme Court decision that the Second Amendment does confer an individual right to keep and bear arms to all American citizens. And again, my biggest gripe with Barack Obama right now is that he is still campaigning. Every day he's out there someplace else doing another speech and trying to rally support and cheer us on, and that's all well and good for the campaign. But he's got the job now, and I'm wondering, when is he going to start actually doing it? Because I know he's a wonderful public speaker, but he's starting to give the impression that he's going out and making all these rah-rah speeches and cheerleading because he has no other idea what to do. Now, as far as the economy and the bailouts are concerned and everything, it's a grand looting is what it is. They're looting the American taxpayers. They're looting the Treasury. They're sticking it in their own pockets, and they're making for the border. And it is indeed very, very obvious. More and more people are waking up. I got a very nice email from somebody I've known for many, many years just this morning who said, I thought you were a nutcase all those years ago, and here you are, you were absolutely correct. And, you know, we're starting to see this all over the place. I know I'm getting a lot more angry callers to my show and to my website. People are indeed waking up. Now they've got to decide, what are they going to do? And more to the point, it is obvious that the United States, as we have known it to this point, cannot survive much longer. We need to start planning, what are we going to do afterwards?
And meanwhile, for 30 years, but people paid attention to him in the last year, I kept explaining to people, folks, even if Ron Paul doesn't win, it's a victory because we create a massive buzz. We educate the college students and adults and everybody else during the debates that the private banks have an inflation tax. They're scamming us. Derivatives are a fraud. They're going to inflate the currency. He did that, and now he's bigger than he was a year ago. No one can ignore him. Everybody's waking up now through Ron Paul movement. They're coming to us just as they went to him through us, and he even said that on air, that half his early support was from this show alone. It's symbiotic, and so now the hottest thing on the college campuses is true libertarian ideas, anti-New World Order ideas, and the establishment is openly saying they're starting to get scared, and British newspapers yesterday said the British government is ready for martial law against the people if they try to remove the illegitimate government. They admit they're ready for martial law here, but I talked to the troops, and they're all waking up. The police are waking up.
That's absolutely true. The bottom line is that the government by itself cannot impose a dictatorship. They've lost the trust of the soldiers. They've lost the trust of the law enforcement community. They've basically broken trust with the entire American people. And a government that has lost the trust of its people is a government that can no longer function. I truly am convinced that the United States is going to go the way of the Soviet Union. It is simply going to collapse from its own rot, corruption, and debt. And we seriously need to start thinking, what are we going to do? Let's look at how the Russians handled the collapse of the USSR. Learn from their mistakes. What did they do right? Let's do that. What did they do wrong? Let's avoid that. Getting rid of the oligarchs. Yeah, we need to look at that. And so forth. I really do feel we're on the verge of this tremendous transition. And yes, you are right. There are people who will try and take advantage of this upset to impose their idea of what the new form of government should be. We need to be ready to say, no, we're going to take it back to this constitutionally based system where the central federal government does not have all of this incredible power. The states have the power, and anything the states don't control, we the people have our own sovereignty to take care of and to protect and to support.
Mike Rivero joining us from Hawaii live on the video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Mike, the message I want to get out to people is that the elite is not invincible. They're not God. They have a lot of fancy toys, a lot of supercomputers to war game things out, and they've war gamed it out, and they see their New World Order being defeated. They know they have a very small window, and I want listeners to understand, you have effected change. You have changed the destiny of the world. We're in the fight now. That doesn't mean we're winning, but we're in the fight. Now you realize that your enemy is not invincible. Now, at the same time, we have other problems, though. As things implode, the government will be the only group that supposedly has fiat money to put, you know, money on people's welfare cards, on their food stamp cards. You know, a lot of government employees will be loyal just because they've got to have the job and the money for the house. And I have a news story from BBC. It was also in other publications where basically in Virginia, counties are, in one county, taking $50 million of taxpayer money and pledging it to SunTrust Bank to then have a lottery and give $90,000+ free, $92,000, to select county employees on top of other incentives to basically get houses that were repossessed from citizens for free.
Yeah, it's getting pretty absurd out there, and more Americans are beginning to wake up and realize that your average government worker is paid considerably more for the same kind of work that's being done in the private sector, something like a one-third gain, plus additional guaranteed benefits, all of it on the taxpayer's back, if you will. And the American taxpayers are getting tired of working their lives away in order to support the government in an elevated status, and certainly now they're seeing the work of an entire lifetime dissolve as the government loots us to give the money to the Wall Street investment brokerages, many of whom are now suspected of having gone bankrupt with these pyramid schemes that seem to have become the de facto substitution for actually manufacturing and selling products over the last 30 years.
Well, we have the stock market down by over 50% now, below 7,000 as we speak, that key psychological threshold. And the government just accelerates the looting and stealing and thieving and is raising hundreds of new taxes, 80+ in New York State alone. I mean, don't they understand that the people just can't pay all this money?
Apparently they don't. I mean, they're still reaching out there with their big grasping claws just into the herd trying to harvest a little bit more, and they don't get it that we just don't have it anymore. There was an interesting little video that was run on The Daily Show where Congress was wasting its time talking about this bill to ban monkeys being sold across the border. And in the middle of that, one of the congressmen said, you know, all it takes is $45,000 and a phone call to ship a monkey from this part to this point. And that was such a revealing statement because it proved that our Congress is so elevated in wealth and status that to them $45,000 is a trivial amount. You know, it was the phone call and $45,000 and you get a monkey. And I'm saying, don't they understand that $45,000 is more than most American families have to live on for an entire year? It is not a trivial issue, and therefore this is not really a matter of concern that people can pick up a phone and buy a monkey. So why is our Congress worrying so much about that when everything else is going wrong? Now, obviously, Congress is busying itself with this kind of trivia because they don't know how to fix the big problems. And this gets back to what I said about Barack Obama continuing to go out on the campaign trail, even though he's already run the office. People are starting to perceive that all of this speech making is a cover for the fact that the government absolutely doesn't know how to fix the economy. It's going to continue to deteriorate. And right now, our corporate leadership and our governmental leadership, they're getting this every man for themselves mentality. They're going to grab as much as they can while we let them get away with
it. That's right. When a society like Mexico or North Korea or whatever is collapsing, always the looting accelerates. And this is all by design. We have their documents. We know Obama's job is to stall the public that he's going to fix things just long enough for the looting to be completed. And then he's going to be basically a sacrificial goat politically. You know, they're going to kill him politically, not physically, in front of everybody. I mean, that is the great betrayal. That is the setup here that's being done. And so that's why he goes out. Congress is having to, you know, do things like try to ban people owning chimpanzees because they are ceremonial. They can't see the Homeland Security plans, PD-51, the full text. They're not allowed to read the banker takeover bills until 1 hour before the committee chairman give it to them. And so they have to do things like this.
Yeah, and you know, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation, and I think that's the stage that we're at right now. They're going to grab everything that they can. They're going to take everything that they can. Just like Nazi Germany did, it'll come down to knocking the gold out of your teeth, and they're going to put it in their bank accounts, and they're going to split, and they're going to leave we the people to deal with the wreckage.
That's right. In fact, by 42, a lot of Nazis, when it looked like Hitler was even winning, were leaving and going to Latin America. The same thing's been happening here. These globalists are all leaving. They've been leaving for years. They know what they're doing. Just amazing. Just absolutely incredible. Mike Rivero's our guest. We're going to come back and get into a host of news. Like Bush, the memos are now out, wanting to ban the First Amendment in the United States. That's what they wanted to do, but we didn't let them.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
I keep repeating it over and over again. It's simple. What the globalists are doing is so obviously criminal. On the record, so evil, so classically tyrannical, that all we have to do is get up and stand up and say, no, criminals, no, we are not going along with this. Now, going back 5 years ago, I said clearly there are talking points to say that protesting is illegal, and police are being told this. That's why police will dress up like anarchists and go out and attack other cops all across the United States. They've been caught. Mainstream news. The latest was Denver. Denver Post headlines. The police admit they did it. Nobody gets in trouble attacking other cops. The other cops didn't even know. Very dangerous. And because they're told, well, the people protesting the war are protesting our fight against terror, so they're helping terrorists, so we're going to, you know, to save America, we're going to violate the First Amendment. And it's come out in these John Yoo memos that they said, we're getting around Posse Comitatus claiming it's anti-terror. And now they admit it's for the American people. Obama's expanding that. Brigade Homeland and all these headlines in the Army Times. They are just the battle plan is in these group of memos. They're up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, also WhatReallyHappened.com. Mike Rivero, I have to say, though, that this is the first good thing Obama's actually done. Now, he's been protecting Bush on torture memos and secret arrest memos and got a lot of heat for that. He's keeping camps open. He's backing Bush on no rights for detainees. Why do you think he's done this? I know courts were ordering it to be released, but Bush had been ignoring it. This is giving us a bone, so I have to give credit where it's due. This is the first thing I have seen him do that was good.
Well, sooner or later, you know, Obama has to realize he's got to start keeping some of his campaign promises in some form or other. I've taken to calling him our token president, not because of his skin color, but because so far the majority of everything he's done in line with his campaign promises have been token measures only. Closing Guantanamo, yeah, that's actually going to happen. But the prisoners aren't being released. They're not being apologized to. They're just being sent someplace else where we can't see it.
They're not getting due process. He said that. They're going to other camps.
Yes. And the same thing with Iraq. He was going to end the war in Iraq. Well, I'm bringing the troops home, except for the 50,000 we're going to leave there permanently. And so I think already a high degree of mistrust is already beginning to build up around Barack Obama. And I think at some point he's going to realize he's got to actually do something that looks positive for the American people, or he's going to lose their support completely for anything he's going to try and do.
That's right. There are real revolts in the mid-level House members that have some subcommittee chairmanships going, look, Patriot Act, torture, lying about WMDs. Our constituents are saying we are going to be thrown out on our butts if we don't have hearings on Bush, and those hearings could lead to a real investigation, and at least publicly more of the corruption can come out so that it can be exposed for what it was, so at least it can be convicted in the court of public opinion. So I think that's what's forcing this, is a rebellion within the Democrats, thanks to the grassroots getting mad about what they're doing.
Absolutely. It all begins with the people getting angry and demanding action, because, you know, when they look out those windows and they see a million Americans who are getting angry and they realize they better do something, because we're so close to a revolt right now. What happened in Iceland could happen here. What's about to happen in Ireland could happen here. What already did happen in Romania could happen here. We're so close to the edge, and the government knows it, and they know that in a stand-up fight with the entire American people on one side and the government on the other, the government's going to lose, and we're going to see a return. There'll be a revolution and a revolutionary tribunal, and we will not be gentle on those who destroyed our country.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, I've been meaning for 2 weeks to play this. I'm going to play it coming up before you leave us. A few weeks ago, as you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski was on MSNBC, The Morning Joe, saying, I'm concerned about riots. I'm concerned about martial law. You know, I'm concerned about the people going after the bankers, as if he's not the guy behind it orchestrating much of it on record. And then we also see Glenn Beck saying, what do we do about the Bubbas and their guns? And the CIA guys on the show said, let it come. So there's also a danger in that we've seen big foundations, the Ford Foundation and others, not just have police provocateuring riots, but actually staging violent events during demonstrations to demonize it and have a pretext to bring in martial law. So I don't want riots. But if we do have mass demonstrations, which I do want, I hope they're like more like Iceland, where they're somewhat peaceful and where provocateurs are identified.
I would agree with that. And like I said, I am convinced that the ultimate fate of the United States is identical to that of the Soviet Union. The people are just going to quit trusting the government. They're going to quit doing as they're told. They're going to quit supporting and paying for it all. And the government will simply collapse. There'll be a period of confusion, and we will create a new nation which will take care of our needs and not the needs of just the corporate wealthy.
Constitution where it states rights and liberty in the Constitution Bill of Rights. You know, we're not really revolutionaries, Mike. We're restorationists.
Yes.
All right, Mike Rivero is our guest. Long segment coming up. We're going to go through a host of news items and get Mike's unique perspective on those. Don't forget, the Obama Deception is released in about 12 and a half days. You can pre-order it now at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
As we've been trapped on the wine press for much too long, rebel, rebel. Babylon's system is the vampire, yeah, sucking.
The establishment is counting on the public being totally ignorant and uninformed. They're saying, we're going to set up a new bank of the world that will regulate the bad shadow banks. This is what Gordon Brown's saying here in the U.S. right now, and a few days ago ahead of his trip to the U.S., and to set up a new world order with, quote, tighter regulations. And I love how every day I see Rahm Emanuel on television, saw him on Fox Sunday. I see Obama in speeches saying, we're going to get tough on these banks and brokerage firms. We're going to go after the people that did this. And then meanwhile, it's literally Larry Summers and Geithner and the very crew that is in the White House now that made the changes in the 90s that allowed the banks to go from fractional reserve banking, being able to have $1 and loan out $10, to just unlimited. That's what these Ponzi schemes were, unlimited, to buy up the world, and then now they're imploding it to consolidate. And, you know, Bush, Clinton, Obama, they're all like people running a marathon, handing off the batons. But this plan we're now under was initiated, was planned in the 70s, but initiated in the mid and late 90s on record. And Mike Rivera, you've covered this for years. What is it like to see them up there posing as the saviors and the arbiters of this, to who are going to be our guardians, knowing that they are the very cats that did this?
Well, it's a common ploy of government to create a crisis and then sell us the solution. And we've seen it repeated over and over and over again. But there is no question that beginning with the Reagan presidency, which is when the United States went from being the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation, that was the beginning of this process of bringing the United States to the edge of this collapse. Now, the problem, I think, from the point of view of the globalists, is that because of the alternative media, your show, my show, and the websites, the people of the world are aware that it is globalism that has turned an economic upset inside the United States into a global problem. And so this idea of selling more globalism as the solution, that's going to be a very, very tough sell, and I don't think they can pull it off. They're going to push as hard as they can to say, yes, more of the same is the solution to making everything better, but already I'm seeing people just digging their heels in and saying, no, I want to be left alone. I don't want another layer of economic experts living over me, piled onto my back while I try and stagger through life. I want you to just go away, let me grow my food, take care of my family, and, you know, go someplace else. Go bother some other people. I think we're going to see very much a much stronger anti-globalist backlash begin to take root.
Well, we saw 1,000 to 1, according to Congress, phone calls against the banker takeover bill known as the banker bailout. We saw more people for the quote economic stimulus because they thought it was for the public, but it was still only about, depending on the poll, 10 to 15% that supported that. You get upwards of 90% in Gallup polls that want to control the borders, but the establishment won't do that. Upwards of 80% against the wars, but the establishment just continues that. I mean, really, it's not just the trust that's been broken. There is no illusion now with anybody I talk to out there, no matter what they claim their political ideology is, that the establishment is representing the people or the Bill of Rights or Constitution. I mean, this is a rogue government in every sense. But specifically, Mike, how do you see this collapsing? I mean, how do you see this unwinding and unraveling? I mean, I agree with you that it's going into collapse, but they want to have a controlled collapse where they collapse it all down and scoop it up. But I do see it not going well for them. I think they've overreached here, but they've programmed the Christian churches that whenever government corruption happens, it's the Antichrist and the end of the world. And so lay down to the face scanning cameras, the national ID card, the thumbprints to buy and sell. It's the end of the world when clearly it's not. And regardless, it's our job to fight evil. So the infiltration of the churches, I see that as one of the biggest problems. So, A, how do you see this unwinding? I mean, break it down in your mind's eye. I want your perspective. And then, B, do you get the point I'm making about how the biggest block out there of my fellow Christians just sit around going, praise God, the police state's here. Jesus is about to come back.
Yeah, that is a big, big problem. The religious mythologies of this country have been exploited not only by our own government, by the government of Israel as well, and people have been trained from birth. Don't do anything. Don't fight back. Just stay on your knees, clasp your hands together, and pray, and God will make it all better in the end. And obviously, that is not happening. As far as the U.S. government, we're heading toward a point where somebody's going to default on something. They're already talking about a U.S. default. They're talking about losing the AAA credit rating of the United States government. At some point, if the American people simply stop cooperating, like Gandhi did, peaceful non-cooperation, we stop paying into the system, we send out a message, no, we will not be the guarantor of any future investments in the United States. That's what all these bailouts are. That's what the SNL bailout in the 1980s was the U.S. government proving that they could trick the American taxpayer into making up for investments in the U.S. that didn't work out. The instant we can put out the message saying, no, we're not going to pay for that anymore, then all those foreign investors, they're going to start pulling their money out all at once, and that is when we're going to have a real run on the American economy, and it's all going to come down and drag the U.S. government with it. It has to happen. The only question is when.
Well, it's like Russell Means, Native American leader, said here. They're letting us down easy, though. I mean, people think this is harsh, but they're just incrementally dropping the stock market. They'll jack it back up probably again and then drop it down even further. It'll probably go back up to 8,000 again and then race down to 5,000, then go up to 9,000, race down to 3,000. I mean, this is happening. It's gone below 7,000. Everything Bob Chapman and others have been saying is true. And, you know, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who was the head of policy at the Treasury under Reagan, who decried Bush, has now come out and said in editorials, he's coming on tomorrow, he's now come out and said, look, I'm sorry, it looks like Obama is even worse than Bush because he's able to con the public and sucker at least one portion of the population to go along with this.
Well, that is true for the moment, but again, I think public confidence and trust in Obama is definitely eroding already. And if anything, if you look back at the first year of Bush's administration, I think he actually kept the trust of the American people for a little bit longer. I think it's happening faster with Barack Obama, and that is because the American people are far more skeptical. They're far less trusting, and I think that's due to you and I and the other GCN hosts and the blog. The blogosphere in general. And I think Barack Obama, now that he's got the job, they're saying, you know, it's time to prove that you know how to do the job you said you did. And he's coming up short time and time again. And one token give to the American people on one of these court cases is not going to make up for the fact that the economy does continue to deteriorate. And everything Obama is doing is of the same ilk as Bush, which is we're going to take trillions of dollars from the American people and give it to the banks.
We've finally gotten more numbers. First, the FBI was saying that in the last 2 months of last year, gun sales total were up by 44% over the previous record because they have the instant check where they call in to register you as a gun owner and basically what type of gun you've got. Now they're saying it's up over 100%. Guns are sold out in many places. Many calibers of ammo are sold out. What does Obama do? He's got his attorney general come out and say, yeah, we're going to introduce an assault weapons ban, but tag on to it physically banning the guns, not just the sale of them anymore, but physically having them. And we're going to make you have psychological testing, federal registration, federal licensing, and then gun sales exploded even more. I mean, don't they understand that the people are onto them?
Apparently not. And one of the big problems, I think, when you have a too large government or a too large corporation is the people at the top are sitting on layer after layer after layer of these mid-managers whose own jobs depend on making sure that bad information does not pass either going up or going down. They don't want the subordinates to give up hope. They don't want the superiors to crack down. So I think the real danger here is that people at Barack Obama's level or CEO levels, they really are very disconnected with what's going on the streets of America. And I think the proof of that is that they really do seem to not understand that we are not being fooled by any of this stuff anymore. They're still out there trying to push this war in Iran with this idea that Iran is on the verge of building nuclear weapons. And somebody really thinks we're stupid enough to fall for this a second time in a row.
But the good news is, in the lead up to the Iraq war in 2001, 2002, into March of 2003, we're about to have the anniversary of 6 years of mass murder and occupation, and 1,300,000, according to Lancet, very credible source, dead. And Ron Paul goes to the CPAC conservative function, says we killed over 1 million Iraqis, says it's wrong, says the troops gave me more money than any other candidate in both parties, and they cheer him. So that shows the illusion that conservatives are all for war is another fraud. So fraud after fraud is being exposed here. But yes, they had that admiral Saturday on CNN say Iran has the material to make nukes and is making them. And then CNN had to retract, AFP had to retract and say he says they might have it. And then they retracted again and said, well, they're not sure even if they might have it. So they're being forced to retract now, whereas before they claimed he had rail guns and he had EMP weapons that would destroy all electronics and put us in the dark age. And, you know, he had all these super weapons, and they're trying the same thing with Iran. They've got super weapon drones, and they've got super weapon nukes, and they've got super, you know, Mars-based alien technology. I'm being sarcastic, and it's not working.
No, it isn't. But the fact that they keep trying it, either they simply have no choice but to continue to perpetuate this war, or they really do think the American people are that stupid. Possibly it's a combination of the two. But the reality is that the United States had an economic crash in 1904 that it didn't get out of until it got into World War One. We had the crash of 29, which we didn't get out of until we had the World War Two. We've had the crash of 2008, and I think the conventional wisdom in Washington, D.C. is that the only way they can survive and perpetuate their power is to start a new major global war on the assumption, and we know what assume means, that the American people will forget all about the lies and all about the torture and all about the loss of our freedoms and all about the economic troubles, and we'll line up behind the flag and we'll salute as we march our kids off to yet another war in the desert.
Let's go ahead and play this Zbigniew Brzezinski clip where he's acting like the good guy, and I'm seeing them all do this. Oh, the bankers are so evil. I'm worried what the people are going to do. Meanwhile, they've engineered this whole thing. Here it is.
We've been talking about the disappearance of the middle class, something you've been concerned about. But you also talk about the possibility of class conflict.
I've been sort of worrying about it because, look, we're going to have millions and millions of unemployed people really facing dire straits. And we're going to be having that for some period of time before things hopefully improve. And at the same time, there is this public awareness of this extraordinary wealth that was transferred to a few individuals at levels without historical precedent in America. People who made millions of dollars in a short period of time. I sort of collected some figures on this. I mean, they're really kind of staggering. And you sort of say to yourself, what's going to happen in this society when these people are without jobs, when their families hurt, when they lose their homes and so forth? We have the government trying to repair the banking system, to bail the housing out. But what about the rich class? Where is it? What is it doing? It sort of struck me that in 1907, when we had a massive banking crisis, when banks were beginning to collapse, there were going to be riots on the streets. Some financiers, led by J.P. Morgan, got together. He locked them in his library at one point. He wouldn't let them out till 4:45 a.m. until they all kicked in and gave some money to stabilize the banks. There was no Federal Reserve System at the time. Where is the money class today? Why aren't they doing something? The people who made billions, millions. I'm sort of thinking of Paulson, of Rubin. Why don't they get together? And why don't they organize a national solidarity fund in which they call upon all those who made these extraordinary amounts of money?
All right, let's stop there.
To kick some back in.
What's happening here is when you hear the big central bankers saying, we want to shut down shadow banking, it's the same thing you see in Mexico where the big drug cartels with the government are waging war against the medium-sized and small ones to consolidate. That's what's happening. The mega bankers, some of these brokerage heads made, one guy made $3 billion in 2 years, you know, one president of a brokerage firm. I mean, that's mass theft. They know what they're doing. And so now they're going to pose and say, look, we gave $200 and something million to the American people, $15 every 2 weeks. Of course, we stole $9.7 trillion, so they are doing that. So this shows they're scared, though, that they're already positioning themselves that, oh, we want to help you, but we want to get these millionaires, as if millionaires have anything to do with this. This is Brzezinski actually hyping up class warfare. Mike Rivero.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hearing all of these attempts to scapegoat different groups for what's going on, like the subprime mortgage borrowers. And this idea, what Brzezinski is attempting to do is shift the burden away from the government, which ultimately manages everything, and say, well, it's up to the rich people to fix it since they benefited from it. But that's, you know, obviously not true, because government makes far more money off the American people than any rich individuals do. And yes, we may talk about these brokerage CEOs who became billionaires in the space of a few years because of the derivatives games going on, but look at how much money the government takes from us. And what Brzezinski is talking about is the private private banker equivalent of the U.S. government stimulus check. They're going to take $20,000 from each of us this year in taxes, and they're going to send us back $1,000 and hope that makes everything okay. And for most Americans, it really doesn't. We're all taxed way too much. We're all losing too much money to this financial system, which is by design set up to extract real wealth from all of us.
Well, obviously, you never hear them talk about, let's arrest all these people. Let's charge them. Let's nationalize the private Federal Reserve. Instead, it's the private Federal Reserve. They're still saying it's private. Let's have it nationalize everything. That's a trick because it's private. It's really them hijacking everything.
Yeah, and they've been doing it since 1913. And the problem with the Federal Reserve System and any debt-based monetary system is the instant it goes into effect, more money is owed than actually exists. And that's a big reason we're in so much trouble right now. Because on paper, all these trillions of dollars are owed. It doesn't exist anywhere. There's no place from which to get it to pay off the debts. And that is why the government is scrambling to simply harvest as much cash as it can from the American people to make up these bookkeeping entries in these various corporate
they're not even really doing that. They're just shoveling the money offshore to their own private islands. Mike, when we come back, I want to specifically get into the fact that we've already had the collapse happen. As bad as things are, you know, if we weren't in this artificial economy, they couldn't just flip the money off like a light switch and the whole country grinds to a halt. I mean, only third world one crop economy should behave like that. This is a multi-cropped economy, and it's falling apart by design. I want to talk to you about how you see this. I already brought this question up, but I want you to specifically speak on it in detail, how you see the breakdown happening on the bad side if we don't get involved and take action and fill that power vacuum, or how it will happen on the good side and ideas you've got for solutions. We're talking to Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com. I'm Alex Jones of PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.net, as well as JonesReport.com and TruthNews.us, ArnoldExposed.com, and, of course, the ObamaDeception.net, which, by the way, is on sale now. Get your Obama Deception today, ladies and gentlemen.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Don't forget the free podcast that over 125,000 people download a day for free. Just go to the Listen Live section at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get that. And certainly tell your friends and family about that as well if you don't listen to the live streams of local AM or FM stations. And please keep spreading the word about the show. Okay, Mike. How do you see this unfolding? Because the public's now finding out, and is going to find out more and more over the next few months, that it was all a fraud, that it's only going to get worse, and that the Army's standing by for martial law. What do you see happening?
Breaking point rapidly approaching. There are too many people out of work. Too many local and state governments are simply running out of money. The Federal Reserve cannot go on just printing up new money to pour onto the bankers, and I know they're treating it like a loan, and the expectation is we'll somehow all pay it back. But in the immediate future, this is going to trigger hyperinflation. We're already seeing prices start to really shoot up at the supermarket and the gas station, and at some point, somebody is not going to be able to pay their bills. We're already seeing it in California. We're already seeing it in several sections of the federal government. States are getting by right now by canceling certain programs and transferring funds and moving them around to cover the shortfall. But the big failing is there's no new money coming in. There's no real wealth coming into the system. We're not exporting products. In fact, our manufacturing continues to just absolutely plummet right now. We've got nothing to sell, and nobody wants to buy it from us. And Hillary Clinton is running around the world right now trying to convince other countries to go on buying our debt, and these other countries are starting to wonder, will it ever be repaid? And so at some point, the whole financial system has to come crashing down. And at that point, we're going to see a wide, diverse group of opportunists, carpetbaggers, if you will, each of whom is going to try and create in the aftermath of the crash what they see as most advantageous to their own interests as we move forward. The people behind the Federal Reserve, they'll be floating their front men to try and say, yes, we need a new government, and it's got to be formed this way, and it'll go back and forth. And what we the people have to do is really think about the kind of country that we want to take the place of the collapsed United States of America, and certainly be on our guard against those opportunists who are going to try and force something new on us in the heat and rush of the moment. And that is really the biggest danger, is that the American people, who are so used to living with a government that they've got to have one no matter what, they'll grab the first thing that's offered to them gratefully. And that is the real danger right there.
Better, you hit the nail on the head, as they say. I mean, we know what their new plan is. They set this up. They implode it. Their new plan is a world government run by private banks that we pay carbon taxes and money transfer taxes to in the tens of trillions every year, that will further strangle industry that isn't controlled by them. They will then selectively enforce the carbon taxes. They're openly saying that they're going to do that. We have to stop them, or they're going to take a horrible situation and turn it into something far worse.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, because the one thing, when you get people who are infected with the sickness of greed, and they stop seeing their fellow human beings as fellow human beings, and they become simply objects on a balance sheet to be harvested and exploited, there is no limit to what they will do as long as they're able to get away with it. Ultimately, this is why we have revolutions, because the ruling party of a given country will push the people past the point of tolerance, and there's always going to be a backlash. And I think there's going to be one coming. I'm hoping it will be very small and minimal. And again, I really do think that ultimately what's going to happen is the government of the United States is simply going to collapse in on itself the way the USSR did.
And we've got to be ready at the state level to make sure it isn't an international takeover during that revolution. Instead, it needs to be the American people taking the country back and reconstituting it. Yet again, very well said, Mike Rivero. We always enjoy having you on once a month here with us, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you in a month.
All right, there goes Mike Rivero. Again, I'm Alex Jones, and what he laid out as the facts. We've got Richard C. Cook straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Richard C. Cook is our guest for the next hour. He's an economic historian. He has written for some of the largest publications in the country. He has consulted for NASA, and we are really honored to have him on with us today. He also writes for a lot of big publications like Global Research, and I wanted to get him on because we'd have him on 2-3 years ago, and he predicted a lot of what is now unfolding. He understands from the establishment's own documents, their own admissions, that they are engineering a world economic implosion. Over a year ago on this show, he concurred with my analysis and added to it that they were going to implode the economy, then announce a new bank of the world with carbon taxes paid to them. So use the crisis they created to bring in even more control. I want him to flesh out the basic background of this and then get into what's currently happening with his prognosis of how serious things are currently and how bad they are going to get. And people say, well, we know how bad they are right now. No, you don't. I know a lot of us, you know, it's hard to gauge different sectors of the economy in the U.S., worldwide, how fast this is going downhill. You know, it's a recession when your neighbor is out of work. It's a depression when you're out of work. I believe we're really officially in a depression right now, and even the Economist magazine, well, their economists have come out and said that. So, Richard C. Cook, great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be here.
You bet. You've got the floor. Right now, what we're facing right now, what's really happening?
Well, it's collapsing, and the bottom is not in sight. I was at a conference over the weekend in New York. It was the annual conference of the Eastern Economic Association, and one of the big-name economist Paul Krugman, who's the incoming president of the Eastern Economic Association, spoke. He said it's of Great Depression scale right now. There was another speaker there. You may have heard of him. His name is Henry Liu. He's the publisher of Asia Times, and he looks at it from the perspective of China and the Asian economies. He came up with an interesting statistic. 2 years ago, the total valuation of all of the assets in the world was approximately $60 trillion. Today, 2 years later, it's approximately $30 trillion. So half the value of the entire world economy has disappeared in 2 years, and it's still going down. The bottom has not yet been seen. Now, to me, one of the most interesting facts about this is that if you really think about it, the ability of the producing economy of the world to produce goods and services has not changed. It has not decreased. In fact, the ability of the world economy to produce constantly increases because of technology, because of the growth of knowledge, because of the growth of efficiency, and as we've seen in the U.S. from the productivity data, the growth of productivity of the economy. Even though people's wages are stagnant, even though people's portfolios are collapsing, the stock market is collapsing, the derivative market is collapsing, every market is collapsing, and yet the producing economy continues to grow. So why is there this contradiction? That's what nobody has figured out, and that's where we really have to focus.
Well, we know, and we'll come back and talk about this, the parasitic banking economy has now become about 30% of the real economy. They've created Ponzi schemes. Many economists say over 1,000 trillion or 1 quadrillion. They've created this tsunami of fiat currency and credit. And so they want to implode the world economy so they can consolidate it all. This is a financial coup d'etat against the planet. We'll get Richard C. Cook's take on that on the other side of this quick break for the rest of the hour. And later in the hour, I'm going to open the phones up, but specifically on the economy, specifically how it's affecting you, or questions for Richard C. Cook at 1-800-259-9231. If it isn't on that, I'm going to hang up on you.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The establishment is betting everything they've got on Obama and his hype machine to con the public to stand down long enough worldwide so they can get their New World Order banking system, Bank of the World, as Time Magazine and Newsweek called it, set up. That'll, quote, knock the heads of bad countries, including the United States. That's another quote. That's why it's so important for everybody to get the Obama deception. It'll be out in about 12 days on the 15th. The ObamaDeception.net or ObamaDeception.net without the V will get you there. Go to InfoWars.com. Pre-order the film now because they will ship out in the order they are received. We've gotten so many orders, it'll take a few days to ship them out. So I want everybody to get the Obama deception today at InfoWars.com, because if we show people how the shadow government's in control, how the central banks are in control, how Obama's a front man, after they're done with him, they're going to blame it all on him like they did Bush when they're just puppets, and they are going to bring in the world government. So please get the Obama deception today. You can also call toll free to order it. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. A sponsor that makes this show possible and also gets you to be self-sufficient is SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having a non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrims, for example, when seeds are the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are hoarding seeds at giant UN seed banks all over the planet. They're buying up the heirloom seeds, but Survivalist Seed Bank has some of the best quality at the best prices out there available. SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Okay, Richard C. Cook, some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes when you're on with us. So briefly recap what you were saying, and then go into what's really developing, what's really happening right now with this depression level thing that is taking place worldwide.
Well, let me plug my website first, www.richardccook.com. I've got a couple new articles up there just this past week. One I call The Last Picture Show, which is the name I use for the new Obama administration budget. But basically what we have seen is a complete collapse in the value, the nominal value, the paper value, if you will, of all world assets. I mentioned that I was at a conference of the Eastern Economic Association over the weekend, and the figure was put out there that 2 years ago, the total valuation of all of the assets in the world, this is everything, everything of tangible value, the price on it at that time was $60 trillion approximately. Today, the total is under $30 trillion and falling, and the bottom has not been seen yet. So what we're seeing is not the disappearance of things of value. We're not seeing the disappearance of the ability of the producing economy to produce goods and services. What we're seeing is a collapse of the price system. We're seeing a deflation of a bubble, a series of bubbles that has been constructed by the world banking system really over the last, it goes back 30, 40 years in its entire history, even further if you want to look at the start of the Federal Reserve System. But it's been in the last 10 years when the bubbles have really just gotten totally out of control, and it's been the banking system with the Federal Reserve every step of the way enabling this to create this enormous bubble that's now collapsed. So again, it's not the ability of the world economy to produce what we need to live. It's the financial aspects of it, the bubble aspects of it that we're seeing collapse, and it's still on its way down. And as you say, we've got talk about the world financial organizations, the big ones, particularly the ones in Europe, ready to step in now and put together a world financial order that is going to take control of all the economies of the world through the international banking system. So all of that is going on right now.
Let me just read your bio to folks. I forgot to do that earlier. Richard C. Cook is a former U.S. federal government analyst whose career included service with the U.S. Civil Service Commission, the Food and Drug Administration, the Carter White House, and NASA, and the U.S. Treasury Department. His articles on economics, politics, and space policy have appeared on numerous websites. His book, The Monetary Reform, entitled We Hold These Truths, The Promise of Monetary Reform, is in preparation. He is the author of Challenger Revealed, an insider account of how the Reagan administration caused the greatest tragedy of the space age. called by one writer the most important space flight book of the last 20 years. His website is richardccook.com. Richard, specifically, though, if you have private banks engineering the collapse so they can consolidate things, and from past interviews, I know you agree with that, we need to then expose the fact that they are not just criminals creating Ponzi schemes through governments and private means, but that they need to be arrested, not now pose as the world's saviors. And we've seen them with the banker bailout of October 3rd saying, we're going to have a depression if you don't do this, then withholding the money for the subprime mortgages, then saying, we won't say where it was spent, Bloomberg reporting $9.7 trillion taken. As you just said, that's a third of all the world's real assets. I mean, quantify this, because, you know, they keep expecting good news from Obama or for Geithner to say what they're going to do, but they never tell anybody what they're going to do. They only badmouth and talk about nationalization of the banks to drive them down even further, to further destroy confidence. Is this not premeditated economic terrorism to create a global fire sale where they're the only ones with liquidity left to buy it up?
Well, that's how the banking system traditionally has worked. If you go back in history and you see the history of the panics that occurred leading up to the Federal Reserve System, that's what the banks did. They would call in their loans. It would collapse the currency, collapse the economy, and then they would step in to buy assets for pennies on the dollar. Exactly the same thing happened with the Great Depression. The Great Depression was an engineered event. It was not something that just happened. The banks built the bubbles of the 1920s, and then when the bubbles were fully ripe, they stepped in and they pulled back on the margin lending requirements and collapsed the economy at that time. And then they stepped in and made huge fortunes by buying everything they could in the 1930s. We're now seeing the same thing. And in fact, when I started writing about this 2 years ago, the first article in the series I wrote came out in June of 2007, and it was the title was "It's Official: The Collapse of the U.S. Economy Has Begun." Because I saw at that time what they were saying about the extraordinary debt levels compared to equity in businesses was a disaster waiting to happen. And then you had the Federal Reserve deliberately ratcheting down the interest rates that it had raised only 2 years previously to create the housing bubble. Now they stepped in and they destroyed the housing bubble by their interest rate policies. And I quoted at that time the CEO of Carlyle, the equity firm that the Bush family is so closely involved with. And what he was saying was, he was sending out a notice to all of his branches, and he was saying, keep your eyes open, because what we're going to have after this thing collapses is the buying opportunity of a generation. Because everything is going to be dirt cheap. So, you know, the government says, well, we've got to support the collapse of housing prices, for example. And yet it's these pricing collapses that makes everything ripe for the big banks to pick up assets at fire sale prices. And so it's just ripe for a tremendous consolidation of world wealth.
Well, we know that,
and that's
Frank,
what we're seeing.
We know that Frank Carlucci and other people with the Carlyle Group, back in the 80s into 1990, they put out bad news about defense. They said it was all over. A lot of it went very close to bankrupting or did bankrupt, and they bought it all up for pennies on the dollar, then started the Iraq war through their client Saddam, who they set up, and then the prices ballooned right after they'd had that vertical integration. So that was a mini version of what we see now.
That's correct, and I'm working on this video that I'm going to make later on this month, where I go back in American history, and if you go back, say, to Thomas Jefferson, for example, or James Madison, early presidents who understood the banking system, what they warn about is the ability of the banks to produce inflation followed by deflation. Because with inflation, they make tremendous profits because of the interest rates and the compound interest they charge on the inflating economy. Then when the inflation has gone as far as it can go, they pull back credit, they constrict credit, and that causes a crash of prices. That causes a deflation. When the deflation occurs, they're able then to step in and buy up assets very cheaply. And we are seeing now the biggest deflation in world history, at least as far as we can detect.
When we come back, I'll pull up the famous Thomas Jefferson quote, but they're all similar, about if we ever allow private banks to take control of the money power, first through inflation, then through deflation, they will completely enslave everybody, and we will wake up slaves on the continent our forebears conquered. You know, that's basically a paraphrase, because they'd done this in Europe over and over again. They were trying to set that up here.
The word Jefferson uses is very instructive. He says, we will wake up homeless on the continent our fathers conquered. Homeless. He was talking about the housing bubble, wasn't he?
Because this is how they ruled Europe. I mean, the Rothschilds in 1815 went in and panicked them, saying Napoleon had won and bought it all up as well. I mean, it's constant.
Yeah, it was their goal, and this was even put out in writing by the American Bankers Association somewhere in the late 1800s. The goal is to reduce the American population to renters. They recognize that people who own their homes are people who have some pride, who have assets of their own, who have independence. So take away their homes, their property, and leave them so poor they can only rent. Then you can control the population.
Richard C. Cook, powerful information, and he's 100% on target. RichardCCook.com. Our websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. We'll be right back after this quick break. We'll talk about how we defeat them.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnubel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
That the dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich.
We are back live. Here is a quote by U.S. Founding Father, drafted the Declaration of Independence, third U.S. President, in 1802 in a letter to then-Secretary of the Treasury Albert Gallatin. He said, we've got it up on screen right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. By the way, this quote is in the Obama deception, to give you an idea of the type of things this film covers. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their money, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of their property until the children wake up, until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Homeless. This has been done over and over again, and for maybe 50 years, 60 years maximum, the founders, and then Andrew Jackson, the fruit of the founders, and he fought the Revolutionary War when he was 12 and 13, they knew the game plan, and on his deathbed, Andrew Jackson said, what are you most proud of? He said, I killed the bank. You should read his final address. That half a century of somewhat economic freedom made us what we are today. That's what allowed us to grow. And the foreign banks wrote in the Times of London, we can't allow what's happening in America. The world's figuring out the scam we run. We've got to shut them down. And they tried to kill Andrew Jackson and others. Going back to Richard C. Cook, any comments on that quote I was just covering? And then, now that we know they're doing this, from studying the architecture of the world banking system they're setting up, what is this thing going to look like if they succeed with the carbon taxes and all the controls versus how do we defeat them?
Well, those are great quotes. I include those in this new video that I'm making, and it goes all the way up to the Civil War, because the financiers of Europe, and it's been well documented by people who know who were there at the time, their objective was to break up the United States, because the United States, a democracy where the people controlled their own currency, thanks to people like Andrew Jackson, was the biggest threat on the earth to the monarchies of Europe and to the financial rule of the Rothschilds and the other big banking families. So when the Civil War began and Abraham Lincoln went to the New York banks, they wanted to charge him interest rates anywhere from 25% to 35%. And Lincoln said, forget that, and that's why he introduced the greenbacks, where the government had the ability, he knew it, to just spend money directly into circulation for the items they needed to purchase to prosecute the war without going through the banks. The Civil War financially was a miracle, because we fought a war without any debt to the banks whatsoever. We had the greenbacks, we sold war bonds directly to the people, and we raised excise taxes and introduced a small income tax. But the miracle was the Union was preserved without debt to the banks, and the European banks hated it. The London Times hated it. But I'm looking at a website here that has the stock market activity for today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really interesting number here, Alex, that illustrates what we're talking about. You know, Citibank from the 11th of February to the 20th of February went down 42%, right? The stock just plummeted, and so everybody says, oh, that's terrible, Citibank's in such bad shape. Well, today, Citibank stock has been sold in the amount of 360 million shares. at a very low price. So what does that mean? That means that the people with the money have come back into the market now, and they're buying Citibank shares for half of what it sold for 3 weeks ago.
They're getting the people out of...
Huge profiteering going on here.
They're getting the people out of the ownership. This is vertical integration.
That's right. They've driven the small stockholders, the mutual funds, they've driven them out. And now the people with the money have come back in to buy that enormous financial institution for pennies on the dollar. There couldn't be a better illustration of what is going on.
So they took the pension funds money, the government employee money, the private pension fund money, the mom and pop stock market money. They weren't about to let the baby boomers have this. Notice right as they're retiring, they did this and they bragged they're doing it. They destroy confidence, drive it all down, engorge themselves with cash while the stock itself's down, then go in and buy it up themselves.
Yeah, that's what's happened with Citibank, and we're seeing the similar things happening today with Bank of America and American Express. They're doing the same thing with those two.
I want to hear from you what you think the winner banks, the banks they're going to leave standing, who those will be, versus what front corporations like Enron and Toolco and Global Crossing, because we know they put these front companies, fence the money out offshore, and then implode them to rip off the shareholders and employees. But now this is on a wider scale. Where do you see that going in solutions to this, Richard C. Cook, and your phone call straight ahead? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6185 today. That's 1-800-426-6185. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6185 now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Waging war on corruption, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be taking your calls from Richard C. Cook, economic historian, government analyst, former government analyst for the White House, author. But I wanted to go back to you, sir, and again, specifically, because we're out of time in the last segment, quantify simply the New World Order, you know, Anglo-American banking establishment's plan. A, B, is it going well for them? And then C, how do we combat this?
Well, the plan is to allow the bubble to collapse. This is what has been called, and you're probably familiar with the term, reader or listeners are probably familiar with the term, the soft landing. That's to allow the bubble to collapse without taking down the entire system with it. It does take down a lot of small financial institutions. You know, it took down Lehman. It took down Merrill Lynch, which was sold to Bank of America. So it's, they're letting the small fish collapse while the big ones come in and eat up everything in sight and consolidate their control, which is why the big four, Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and J.P. Morgan Chase are all going to come through this, because they're going to be the ones who are the recipients of the additional bailout monies that are going to be coming through the Obama budget for 2009-2010, the budget that was just announced the other day. Then, meanwhile, the producing economy, the economy where we live and work, we're going to see depression-level unemployment. We're going to see cuts in social services. We're going to see Social Security cut back. We're going to see Medicare cut back. All of those benefit programs are going to be sacrificed to a significant extent. We're already seeing the not just the standard of living in the United States collapsing, but also the life expectancy. All of this stuff is going to lead to a depressed economy, which is going to be levels of maybe a half or less, 40% of economic activity that we've seen in the last decade, and then the banks will just start rebuilding it through more lending, but at a much lower price level, a much lower level of economic activity, and the whole cycle just starts all over again, but this time with greater control and greater consolidation. Now, of course, we do know that they're calling up the police powers of the state, the military powers, to everybody's warning. All of the intelligence people are saying, well, we're going to have riots, we're going to have civil unrest, so they're preparing for that. But one interesting thing about that, Alex, if you read about the history of the late 1800s, when we had the Greenback Party, the Populist Party, the People's Party, all trying to fight against the monetary system in the late 1800s, the monetary power was calling for the same thing. They wanted the government to step in. They were calling for stocking the armories in the big American cities, because they were doing the same thing then as they were doing now, gaining financial control through a big deflation, and then calling for the police power of the state to come in and protect the bankers, protect the financiers from the people. So it's just a repetition of history, except today the economy is so much bigger, the population is so much larger, that it's a much bigger event than it was back then. But the people,
and we'll get into solutions in a moment, are less self-sufficient. They're not living on the land. 90%+ are urban, can't take care of themselves. The 10% that's on the farms is, only half of those, or total 5% of the population, is self-sufficient. So they've got us right where they want us. And towards the premeditation of all of this, just adding to what you were saying, not only do they start imploding the economy in the name of pumping it back up, which they have no intention of doing, while they badmouth it, claiming they're trying to pump it up, they're pumping all the cash into themselves to be cash rich. And to show the premeditation of this, they've been gearing up this police state for decades for just this time we're now entering. They didn't just suddenly build FEMA camps and get Brigade Homeland and Homeland Security and build this apparatus to fight Al-Qaeda, which they now admit is for the American people. Can you speak to that and then get into some brief solutions, because I want to go to calls?
Well, that is correct. Now, the Obama administration is trying to cover both ends of the spectrum. They're pumping up the financial bubble to try to keep the big banks in business, and at the same time, they're extending the federal deficit by putting in place additions to welfare type programs. Plus, they're going to have a big hiring spree to hire 1 to 250,000 new federal employees, which is a Keynesian job creation program. So they're trying to cover the whole spectrum, which is why they have the $1.75 trillion budget deficit projected for this year, which is producing a new bubble. There's a new bubble that has just begun. I don't know if listeners have heard of it. It's the Treasury bond bubble that is just off the charts now, but the problem is that the Treasury bonds are paying such low interest rates that with inflation it's a losing proposition if you buy them. But that's the place that all of these stockholders who are getting out of their 401ks, abandoning the stock market, are being forced into. They're being forced into Treasury bonds to float that bubble to pay for the $1.75 trillion budget deficit that's out there now for fiscal year 09. Now, solutions to this, there is a monetary reform solution. I mean, there is a monetary reform movement that has been saying over and over again to people in recent years, all of this goes back to one factor and one factor alone, and that is that the only way money comes into existence in the economic system that we have today, run by the Federal Reserve, is through a bank loan.
A debt creation, a debt instrument.
Monetary system. As long as we continue to have a debt-based monetary system, the banks will be in control, and they will inflate it and deflate it to their heart's content. That's now, what has to be changed.
And you've written about that extensively, and I agree with your plan at RichardCCook.com. We got to go to calls, but I just want to put the cherry on top of all of this. We're hearing about nationalization, but what really is happening, the private Federal Reserve masquerading as public, is taking control of some of its subsidiary banks that were already the private arm of the Federal Reserve. So it's a bait and switch. It's really a hijacking or a piratical takeover by multinational offshore banks of the governmental functions of the Treasury. I'd like you to briefly comment on that.
That's correct. There's no real nationalization. What masquerades as nationalization is simply pumping more federal dollars onto the asset sheets of these banks by taking off their balance sheets, the toxic debt, the bad loans, the loans that will never be repaid.
So instead,
the government does not have any kind of controlling interest. The government does not influence the lending policies, interest rates, or anything. It's just another bailout.
So instead, we need true nationalization of the private Federal Reserve, lock up these guys for criminal activity and Ponzi schemes. They've all openly broken even their own federal laws, and then do what the Founding Fathers and Andrew Jackson and President Lincoln did, and that is have a true nationalized, true private Bank of the United States, and then educate the public about monetary systems and have a stable money supply that's meant to build up our economy, build up small businesses, build up state sovereignty, and we would again be the powerhouse of the planet.
That's correct. And we need to issue what I call a dividend directly to the people, like the Alaska Permanent Fund, for example, that distributes over $3,000 in asset wealth every year to every resident of the state. We should do that. And in addition to that, we must write off trillions of dollars in debt that our population has been unfairly subjected to by the banking system, such as the enormous amount of credit card debt now that is at very high interest rates.
The college debt, all of those.
It all has to be written off.
Yes, and I keep interrupting because we're short on time, and this is such powerful info. We got to have you back very soon, Richard C. Cook. It's just so incredible to know that we have this engine of true, currency controlled by the government, what our founders set up, what made us the most powerful and wealthy in the world. Instead, we have a bunch of criminal bankers that create a black hole of debt-based money supply. And, I mean, we have to educate the public about this if we're going to survive and thrive as a society. The alternative...
The alternative is
a world government run by the bankers, literally taxing the carbon cycle.
Yes, that's right. That's the solution. This is where the battle line is drawn. And again, it's people in this country have known this as long as we've had a country, and the fight has gone back and forth. In the last 70 years, the financiers have controlled it all through the Federal Reserve. Now that it's collapsing, we have to take advantage of this and educate people about the real solutions that we have available to us.
And by the way, the establishment openly says this is their opportunity to finish the New World Order, or they'll be defeated. They know. They're moving. They're working overdrive, folks. But we have history, common sense, the law on our side. You better get working, and that's why the Obama deception coming out is so important. I can't wait till your video comes out. We certainly want to have you on to promote that. Notice, you know, free minds think alike. He's, you know, making a film about basically the same issues because it's the reality. And if we don't get this message out, it's over. Let's take a call here from Jay in New York. Jay, go ahead.
Hello. Hey, Richard. Thanks for all the work you're doing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like you're on a speakerphone, but go ahead with your question.
Okay, okay, I come from a very supposedly alternative, they call it the most enlightened city in New York, in America. And they're not really there, but they do have their own money system.
Sir, let me ask you a question. Can you pick up a regular phone? Because we'd like to hear you.
Yeah, let me just put someone on the phone.
I mean, we respect you enough to want to actually be able to understand what you're saying. Gotcha. And speakerphones just don't cut it.
I got you. I come from this city, and they have their own money system. It's called the Ithaca Dollar. It's called the Ithaca Hour. And it's basically a work-based system. It's worth $10, one Ithaca Hour. It's you can go in someone's kitchen and wash their dishes. I'm a tradesman. I have a trade. I have a lot of trades. I'm not going to hurt, I don't think, any more than probably, you know, the rest of the country. And I'm not going to leave the country because I believe in a lot, behind a lot of people that I care about. So we're all going to go through this together, whatever we're going to go through. But I'm wondering what you all think about that money system. Because here in Ithaca, you can get an Ithaca hour, I suppose. I don't hardly use them. But you can get an Ithaca hour, and wherever you try to cash it, they take off about 10% of it. So it's really only worth about $9.
No, I hear you. Let me comment on that. I'm going to move forward. It's a great question. Let me add my point on this. I believe in multiple competing currencies, an overall national currency, but, you know, in our founding and in many other free nations, they've had competing currencies because that does several things. It educates the public about alternative systems and takes away the mystification of these fiat currencies put out by private banks. Go ahead, sir.
The problem with the Ithaca money, and I love the system. It's a great system, and I do encourage people to put in place, if they can, local systems. There's only a little bit over $100,000 in Ithaca hours that are now out there. That figures from just a few months ago because they went to the American Monetary Institute, the people who run Ithaca hours, to ask them how they could expand it. And of course the problem is that there are so many difficulties in using Ithaca hours to buy anything that's made outside the community. Like you can't buy a car with it. So it's an expedient, and in some cases it's an emergency measure that people have to use. But by itself, it's not the solution. So we've got to look at the national level and be able to find ways to educate people about national monetary reform.
Well, we should also educate the public about silver and gold and other things. I mean, that is a true, you know, primitive currency that's always been used. So that's a whole other level of that. Josh in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome with Richard C. Cook.
Alex, how you doing, Mr. Cook?
Hello.
I'm a pretty recent listener to the show, and, you know, I agree with a lot of the ideas you have. My basic question is these banks, you know, they're pretty deep-rooted. I mean, it seems like they have control of these governments, and they use this debt to control everything. Is there really any way that we can make them lose this power? I mean, aren't we?
We have beaten them four times. We have to educate the public about how this works. As things get worse and worse, the people that would only watch football before are now starting to listen, and we don't have a choice. And the states created the federal government. 30-plus states are moving to declare sovereignty, reform the union if they have to. You have to first believe they can be beaten to do it. Third-world countries beat them all the time. Mr. Cook?
Every bank in the United States is chartered by a federal or a state government. Our system acknowledges at its deepest level that credit is a public utility, and it does derive from the will of the people and the consent of the governed. We have the constitutional right, and now we have to get the ability to take it back. It can be done. It belongs to us. It's been taken away from us. We have to take it back.
Yeah, I mean, we have the moral authority, sir. We've been robbed. We've been shanghaied. We've been hijacked. We've been bushwhacked. We've been bamboozled. We've been gang raped. I mean, whatever terms you want to use, they're the bad guys. It's this magician's illusion in their fancy suits and on TV. They're a pack of crooks. We need to get that popular rage of true populism going. Mr. Cook.
Now, back in October, when Paulson went to Congress with the first of the big bailout bills, and that bailout came about, by the way, because Europe refused to stop buying our toxic debt. So Paulson went to Congress, and you remember what happened. The very first time that went before the House of Representatives, the House voted it down. Now, if they had stood their ground and voted it down the next time, we might have a completely different situation.
But the bankers engaged in financial terrorism. They went on there and said, we're going to have a depression. And the stock market dropped, you know, from 10,000 down to, you know, 8,000 or whatever. And look, we gave into the terrorism. Did it help us, Mr. Cook?
Oh, it ruined us. That was the defining moment. And when John McCain came to Washington, he had the intent of supporting the congressmen who were against that legislation. But he, too, caved in. We heard this story last weekend up in New York at the Eastern Economic Association Conference, but there was a time, you know, there were a couple days there when the battle lines had been drawn, and if our people in Congress had stood their ground, we would have a far different situation today.
And in came the military option, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, they started telling people there were going to be terrorists in the streets.
And
martial
they said,
law, all that.
Yeah, I mean, if that isn't terrorism, to have the Secretary of the Treasury and the head of the private Fed saying the president's going to declare martial law and do this anyway, they should have gone out and had a press conference and said we were just threatened by economic terrorists and started a House investigation to arrest those men. Instead, they put their tail between their legs, urinated on themselves.
All that came from the big banks.
I mean, folks,
driving that whole scenario.
We have offshore banks threatening martial law in America. I mean, this is outrageous, Mr. Cook.
That's correct. That is correct. It's the international banking system, and it's an interlocking system. And the center of it, is not even in the United States.
London.
It's spread all over the place. But it's an international system, and they're the ones who direct the Federal Reserve, and they're the ones who direct the Treasury policy. And right now, the whole objective of the Obama budget with the continued bailouts is to keep that system afloat.
Richard C. Cook's our guest. We're going to come back and take more calls from Mike, Zachary, and others. Kevin, who disagreed, would have been first, but he hung up. Richard C. Cook's our guest, an amazing researcher. He is one of the most accurate individuals breaking it down, probably the most accurate. He concurs with my analysis more than anybody else. I mean, because the banks do this over and over again throughout history. They brag about it. Of course it's all premeditated. They're behind it.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change soon, he will. Oh, man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She'll just sit there as the night grows still. She'll say, who gonna take away his life?
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot to ask you during the break, Mr. Cook, because I want to go to all these calls. Can you stay 5 minutes with us into the next hour? Mr. Cook, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can we keep you 5 minutes in the next hour?
Yeah, 5 minutes to work, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. I meant to ask you that during the break and forgot to.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and go back to the callers here. And, folks, if you see me frothing and chomping at the bit, this is history. Are they going to bring in worldwide tyranny through the scam they've committed with all the money they've stolen, or are we going to bring them to justice? And, Mr. Cook, doesn't it come down to just that?
Well, yes. I can give an example also of another thing that was said at this conference I just went to in New York last weekend. There was a economist from the University of Massachusetts there. His name was Thomas Ferguson, who'd been working with the Banking Committee on Capitol Hill when the October crisis occurred. And he pointed out that the Bush-Obama bank bailouts alone will cause a permanent addition of interest payments on the national debt of $100 billion a year forever. That means every American is going to pay during the course of his for her lifetime, on the average, $20,000 for this bank rescue, this one action of bailing out the banks. $20,000 in a lifetime.
And now they're telling us more and more of these.
Yeah, yeah. These are the decisions that are being made by our elected government today.
Unbelievable crime. Unbelievable. Just absolutely incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, you're on the air with Richard C. Cook. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex and Richard.
Yes, hello.
I'm a Prison Planet member, and I have the Obama deception pre-ordered. I've been unemployed since September, and I was making like $18 an hour when I was let go. I'm right now collecting unemployment. I don't have a mortgage. I was foreclosed a couple years ago, so I'm renting. Should I take any kind of part-time job, full-time job, no matter what it pays right now, or should I kind of hold out for something that pays what I was, you know, making when I was let go? Or right now my wife works, so we do have an income, but, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, I can't tell any individual what to do. If I were in that position, I would certainly do my best to earn the money that I could, because you never know down the road if it's going to get any better. So I think a bird in the hand is better than nothing.
Yeah, look, you've already paid all this in taxes. It's all fiat made-up money to begin with. The illegal aliens are all two or three, four welfare checks apiece, milking it. Everything's going bankrupt. I would take that unemployment check I mean, this is what I would do. And I would go out and mow lawns or, you know, pick up cans or whatever on the side, because it's only going to be the underground economy that's going to let people survive. I would be making as much money as you can. I would be, I know people that are losing their jobs, or they get a new job and they're lazy and they drag around. Americans, a lot of them have gotten lazy and entitled. A lot of us are really hardworking. I don't want to over, you know, simplify things. But I don't think people realize we're going into a long sustained depression. I think all the evidence shows. So you better, especially people that have children are being lazy out there. You better be busting your butts to get in as best a position as you can, because it's only going to get worse, I'd say, for the next 5 years. Mr. Cook, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think that's a good suggestion, Alec. There's a lot of ways to earn money out there now that are available that we can, you know, kind of do out of our wits, and sure, do it.
Absolutely. I mean, look, Get your hands legally on as much money as you can and start living more simply. I appreciate your call. Five more minutes with Mr. Cook. We've got State Representative joining us declaring sovereignty. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
New Hampshire, Oklahoma, many others are on the verge of passing 10th Amendment declarations for no martial law, no gun confiscation, no forced conscription. 30-plus states are moving to do it. We'll be talking to some state reps coming up in this hour and more news. And your phone call, Richard C. Cook, former White House analyst, NASA consultant, written for major publications out there like the Washington Post. He is our guest right now. We're taking a few final calls for him. Let's talk to Zachary, holding patiently from Hawaii. Zachary, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Nice to talk to you again. I had a couple questions. And they were about gold and silver. I bought some gold and silver, and I was wondering about the amount stolen and hoarded throughout history, and then, you know, like how it could be released in order to manipulate the market, well, like oil and Enron and diamonds and the housing market maybe. And then I was wondering, like, who would buy it? If everyone's being broke, who could buy it? I was just thinking that the consumption would be better.
There's plenty of people who have money to buy things, and the way it works is that they drive down the markets. You know, they corner the market on these things, and they drive down the market price. And then when it's driven down, and all the people who are scared out of the market get out and sell their commodities, then the people with the money and or with the credit, because they can still create money out of thin air, which they do and are doing, then they step in and they buy it up. You just have to watch these commodity markets very carefully and try to understand who is manipulating these markets. But there's always people with money who can create money out of nothing, who control the banking system still. I mean, there's still a world banking system out there who can create almost an infinite amount of money anytime they want to.
That's right. I agree.
People can come in and buy what they want when they want it.
Most analysts are saying that gold has been undervalued, so is silver, because the bankers for decades have been depressing it while they hoard it. So the globalists are obsessed with gold and silver, and they're the ones hoarding it, but they hoard it because they know it is one of the most basic, true forms of value.
Mr. Cook, you're from Hawaii, yeah. You said? You're in Hawaii?
We never said that. We said you were from Hawaii, Zachary.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you had a guest from Hawaii.
We had a guest the hour before last from Hawaii, Mike Rivero.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. Mike Rivero. I didn't think it was the same name. I had a question about Hawaii, though, and I was thinking about I live in Maui, and I was thinking the familiarity of self-sufficiency is very high, so I thought that would be kind of a weird thing. And then I thought of that it's a threat, you know, to the elitists. Because of our growing season and the most visited island in the world is Maui. And then our isolation, to make an idea that it's dangerous to be isolated. You were saying they want to bring people into cities. And I thought if they made another false flag in Hawaii, they would...
Well, we don't speculate a lot, but I appreciate your call.
And I lived on a farm for 10 years, and while I was working for the government, I went home to farm, and we never ate better in our lives. It was a blessing. Beyond the land is a blessing, wherever you are.
Yeah, I'm looking at trying to move to something an hour away from Austin. It's going to be a big hassle commuting, and I don't really have the money to do it, so I'm looking around, but I want to get out of here. I mean, it's always smart to do that in these type of times. Thank you so much, caller. I'll have to get to Charles and others later. Well, Richard C. Cook, we'll have to have you back up again in the near future. I really appreciate all your time. RichardCCook.com. I think we've got a good chance in closing to actually beat these people. Do you think they've overreached, or what's the chances that we can win? 60% or...
I'd say 60. They have overreached incredibly. People are waking up. And there were times in American history when working Americans like us knew how these systems worked and how to fix them. And we're coming back there. We're getting back there. We got to keep it up.
All right. Yeah, it's been the big party while the bankers were setting us up. Now folks are finding out that musical chairs has ended and there's not enough chairs. We'll talk to you soon, Mr. Cook. Take care.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. All right, got some very important state reps. Talk about 1776 and that spirit. It is alive and well today, thanks to you spreading the word. We'll talk to these guys coming up and a lot more. Stay with us.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One of the subjects that we cover in the Obama deception is solutions. Like the majority of the states moving to declare sovereignty their rightful duty as representatives of the people, the states created the federal government. So again, I want to encourage all of the listeners out there, pre-order the Obama deception now. It's going to be shipping in 12 days from now. That is a twinkle of an eye. Get your order in so you're the first to have it shipped out to you today. The Obama Deception, go to ObamaDeception.net or TheObamaDeception.net, and you can pre-order the film right there. You can also go to InfoWars.com and get all my other books and videos that I've produced or written or that we carry, like Eye of the Phoenix, which we have discounted out of the gates, Secret America's Secret History Revealed, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. We have another great video, The Money Masters, 3.5 hours long, 1995, full education on the history of the bankers, how they operate. Know your enemy, ladies and gentlemen. You know, folks know all about football and all about partying and all about acting cool. People aren't stupid. They're distracted. They're experts on things that don't matter instead of being experts on things that completely and absolutely matter. So again, the ObamaDeception.net or go to InfoWars.com to pre-order it today or call toll-free to get any of the books and videos at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You'll also be able to watch it online coming up on the 15th. That'll be the first people to see it because it'll be shipping out on the 15th in super high quality. It's almost DVD quality for the highest connections. We have some lower connection rates that also look great. Flash players, you know, just a bunch of, with four different formats, three different qualities in each format. PrisonPlanet.tv. We've also got a remake, redo of Web 2.0, the latest Web 2.0 version of PrisonPlanet.tv with a lot of new functions coming up the next few weeks as well for all the folks at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've added a new 3-hour show on PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast on the radio through the GCN Radio Network in association with the InfoWars Network and GCN, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, Jason Burmes live with just huge guests lined up. He had Gilbert Griffin on last night covering a lot of key stuff. Please join Jason every night from 9 to midnight. For folks that listen during the day and can't call into my show, well, now you've got this show right out of the seat I'm sitting in right here in Austin, Texas. So 9 to midnight Central. We're joined by State Representative Paul Ingbrinson, and we also, of course, have Dan Itza coming up a little bit later in the show. They're having a rally coming up the next few days to try to get to their 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment resolution passed in New Hampshire. They have the best written, it's got a bunch of stuff in the quotes of Thomas Jefferson in there. They have the best resolution of 31 states now that we've seen. A lot of other states are adopting similar variants of what they've done, and Oklahoma's passed it to their House, about to pass it to their Senate this week. They believe they have the votes. Other states are passing it or about to pass it, but New Hampshire, the live free or die state, where our revolution really began, is so key to all of this. So it's really great to have you on, Representative Paul Ingbrinson. Thanks for coming on.
The pleasure's mine, Alex. Thank you very much for having us again.
You bet. Last time, you didn't get a lot of time to talk because I had Dan on. Now he's not on with us right now, so you've got the floor. Break down why you're doing this, what it's like to see, since you guys and others started this, to see it spread like wildfire, get national, international attention. People on the streets are excited in Austin. I got family coming to town and friends asking me about it because they instinctively know this is the one of the key ways for a redress of grievances with this rogue federal government.
Alex, the exciting part about this, and it is actually very exciting. I mean, it's very nice to see that you're striking a chord with the in the hearts of a lot of Americans. I mean, you get frustrated after a while, as you've been in your own experience, I'm sure, wondering if there's anybody out there who cares, who even sees this kind of stuff, or it's just become too much arcane digging into the past and all that sort of thing. So it's really been fantastic to have the you know, the people start rising up behind us. And in fact, what it now does for us is it makes us look ahead and say, what in the heck are we going to do if we ever manage to get the states to get together? And it's really critical for us to start thinking that way, and I suggest that your listeners, yourself as well, begin to think what a conference would look like, what a conference of the states would look like. The last thing I want to do, actually, is change our form of government, and I would be, of course, very wary of any kind of a convention that would begin to do what our previous one did, and especially with the people around today, you could easily have one that would be turned into a very bad situation. So what in the world would this look like? We have to think that through, and that's where your mind goes next.
Well, that's the great danger, you know, in any opportunity is a danger. Now, the globalists have already seized D.C. They've already destroyed our form of government. The states must reconvene, at least at an individual level or as a group, to exercise their lawful constitutional, organic, you know, common law power that springs from basic free humanity, not even the documents themselves. They just enumerate, you know, some of those. So we don't have a choice but to do this, but I believe we need to have the states vote as they already do, to go into a con or something similar, to vote before they go on with a pledge in stone of why they're going and what they're going to do and what they will vote for and what their goals are. No gun confiscation, no more federal government out of control, abolish the Federal Reserve. And I think if we do that, then we can defeat them. Your comments.
Well, I have a slightly different view, and I come to this, by the way, believe it or not, as an artist who, you know, have to solve a problem, the problem of creating an aesthetic solution to some, you know, somebody says paint my portrait, you can't just knock out a picture of them, you have to do a whole bunch of other work, and it requires a whole bunch of research, a whole bunch of thinking, everything from color schemes to whatnot, but you see the same thing in all the sciences, where you simply have to, first of all, begin and look at the problem. I think the first part of any kind of a conference would be to sit down and analyze what in the world we've done. What is this monster we've got here? That's the first thing, before you start making decisions about this or that part of it. And I think eventually what you'll see is there's no decision to be made.
Well, continue, yeah. Sir. Give us more of your plan.
Well, for example, we need to find out why we aren't just coining gold and silver as request, you know, as required or whatever. Just one of those many things. Will that lead them to a place where who controls the banks, who controls the, you know, and all the different things from the income tax itself that you know, everybody knows about the fraud associated with that on your show, I'm sure. And, you know, and all the federal usurpations and, you know, they're, you know, messing around with education. All sort of, we have to look at piece by piece by piece to all this sort of thing. We also have to be fully aware and have on our mind that we created the monster, and it's our job to actually, as responsible parents, the states, to then say, well, what do we do? And I'm not for a wholesale change. I'm for simply a cleaning of house, ideally. That would be my way of thinking of it. But I don't know what that looks like precisely.
How will the states enforce that? I mean, we have to just go ahead and abolish the federal government. It is a rogue criminal operation.
Yes, you know, you're talking about uncharted turf, except for the fact is we created it, and we have all the authority in the world to do something about it. The real problem, it seems to me, and you probably will have a whole lot more to say about this than I do, is at this stage when we get to a serious point here, do we actually find ourselves in a civil war with our own government? Well, they're already usurpers of the first order, so you can assume that that would be the case, and how do we protect ourselves? I mean, you see bills coming out of different states now where we're trying to create our own militias, our own state militias, because the feds have usurped or are in the process of usurping that.
Yeah, Texas. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, they're federalizing the National Guard, everything. They're going to stage terror attacks. They're going to stage riots. They're going to come after the states. The states up front, and that's what I'm seeing in these resolutions, need to know the problem. FEMA camps, gun confiscation, you know, and that's what's so exciting about the states. They're not just talking about unfunded mandates or something. I mean, they realize the monster. We wish it was different. It's a rogue criminal enterprise. We have allies in the federal government. But I think we need to address it fully for what this dragon is. This isn't some little serpent we're dealing with. This is a giant black dragon stomping around the countryside, and we have to go up against it like it's a big fire-breathing black dragon.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got 50 knights. We can beat him.
I agree. There's a very interesting phenomenon here in the United States. In fact, for whatever it's worth, I see this dragon in Revelation referred to as a lamb and as a dragon simultaneously. And I believe there's a lamb here in the United States. It's us. It's we the people. And we actually are believers in good government and honesty and justice and liberty and all these things. But there is a monster. There's no question there's a monster that's starting to run everything. It's starting to get its tentacles into just every single part of our lives. And, yeah, so now it's time, can the lamb actually empower itself? That's a real interesting problem for a lamb. I suggest that it gets a whole bunch of lambs together and you begin to maybe have some possibility of doing it.
Well, you know, the American people, the veneer of civilization is very thin, as my dad likes to say. I don't know if I'd characterize this as lambs, maybe castrated monkeys, but...
Well, you've called a sheeple before, Alex. So.
No, you're right. I mean, there are a bunch of sheep-like little government, but there's a lot of people that aren't. And, people are getting tired of this dragon stomping around and burning down their villages, you know?
Absolutely. That's a good metaphor.
So what's coming up here in the next few days, and how good a chance do we have getting your resolution passed in New Hampshire?
I don't know, but I see bipartisan support now, and I see that the Republican Party is the leadership is taking is backing us. Which on bills like this in the past, we haven't been able to get them, but here they are, and so. You know, I think we have a decent chance. I think we just simply have to do the fight on the floor. The numbers have to show up outside in the street, which, by the way, is 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And we've had a very, very cold day today, but tomorrow should be a better one. Hopefully people will show up and not be discouraged. But, it takes a bunch of things to come into place simultaneously. And, with the help of God, so much of this stuff is we do what we can. And
Providence.
That's right.
So you have to call on Providence. You're calling on Providence right now?
Absolutely.
I am too. We rely on it. For those that don't know, there's true power in it, the greatest power. You know what? George Washington, a bunch of guys froze to death and died crossing the Delaware and going into Trenton. So what if it's cold? We need more people there because it's cold. That is sheep-like if folks aren't there.
That's right. No, I say to you and to the listeners, let's not waste that incredible suffering and sacrifice. Let's not waste it for the next generation. Let's pass on what was given to us, but let's actually improve it.
Representative Paul Ingbertson is our guest right now. We're going to come back and continue talking to him about where New Hampshire's going and what's happening in the rest of the country, and breathing more and more life and more power into what's developing. We're also looking for Dan Itzta to pop in with us, but he looks like had some scheduling issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down, shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
Back live, we do have Representative Dan Itza with us as well, and we have Representative Paul Ingberson with us from New Hampshire. Let's go ahead and go to Dan first. We've got both these guys till 40 after them. I'm going to blitz through some news. Representative Itza, I tell you, this is really catching on, a wildfire across the country. More than 30 states introducing or passing through their one or more of their houses. What's coming up in the next few days with this rally in New Hampshire?
It's tomorrow morning, 8 to 12, and I didn't organize it. It was organized by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which I am political director, but I'm just going along for the ride here, guys. I'm having, you know, enough work just to keep up with what's being thrown in my direction. So we have a rally. It's 8 to 12. Speakers are going to start at 8:30, and giving encouragement to the people that, you know, we may just be able to pass this thing.
And that's going to be in front of the Capitol, right?
Yes, it's in front. It's on the State House steps.
Okay, let's get to the wider picture. Since you've been on with me, been on Coast to Coast AM, Fox News, other channels, other state reps, the people have a huge hunger for this. Is this exciting?
It's tremendously exciting. To me, it's exciting that spirit of liberty is still out there. You know, proffering these bills for Paul and I, and we've been in the House together for four terms now. This is our fifth term. And, you know, we've proffered these kinds of bills before to no avail. It's fallen on deaf ears. But somehow this one has just caught the heart of the people. And that's what it's all about.
Well, it's because the New World Order is coming into play.
You know, that's something I want to bring up. You know, what's really coming into there's this coin, the phrase of the New World Order. But you know what the New World Order is?
The old world order.
It's the old world order. The New World Order is what was established here in the New World of government by the people, with the people on top and the government at the bottom. This gravitation toward an oligarchical or monarchical society, a hierarchical top-down government, That's the old world order, and we've got this. We've got to stop the old world order from being established here in America.
Very well said. Now, both of you pop in here, but first, Representative Itza, how close are you? I mean, I've been told by state senators and House members in Oklahoma, it's pretty much done deal for them sometime this week or next week to get a powerful resolution passed similar to yours. I hear it's looking better in New Hampshire, but who do we need to put pressure on? What do we need to do to get this passed in New Hampshire?
We need to put pressure on the moderate Republicans and as many Democrats as we can. The Republican caucus is now firmly behind us. This is a Republican position. So, you know, we've probably got 90 to 95% of the caucus fairly well secure. We've got a few people that, you know, it's just too complicated, or, you know, I don't understand it, kind of responses. And they've got to know that this is what the people want, and the people are going to take notice. They're going to go back and look at this vote and decide who they're going to try and remove from office, based at least in part on this vote.
How many Democrats do you need to get?
Well, if it were perfect attendance, which it never is, we're a body of 400. The Republicans hold 178 seats, so if everybody attended, we would need to get 23 reps, because we need 201 votes. We typically, rather than having 400 in attendance, we have 350 to 380. Paul can correct me, but I think that's a good general expectation for attendance.
So you're saying you're close to getting this done?
We're close. It is definitely an achievable goal.
And I want to be specific here, though. As the globalist crackdown on the New World Order, World Banking System, Old World Order Banking System is openly being announced, you may not succeed this time. You'll succeed the second or third try. That's what they always do to us. We have to persevere. We have to continue. And it just gets bigger.
You have to realize, by the rules of the New Hampshire House, if we don't catch it now, we're done until 2 years from now.
So we need to do it now. People need to call everybody. Stay there. I want to come back to you and then to the other representative, Paul Ingebrigtsen, because this is important, folks. Every state is vitally important. This will set precedents and send shockwaves throughout the nation. We are going to get states to pass this. This is key in the fight against the globalists. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes Nutri-Immune and Nutri-Defense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the Nanomask Nanoparticular Antiviral Masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
We are back live. Spend a few more minutes with these state representatives, and I'm going to get into some more news on the finance end. The stock market plunging even more today, now down to 6,763 right now and dropping. Just amazing. Before we go any further with our guest, I want to tell you about a new sponsor we have. Again, we check out every sponsor. We believe in our sponsors. Everything we bring you is something that I think is a great idea and a good system. And it's P-Memory, just the letter P and then memory, pmemory.com. Knowledge is power, and your ability to learn and retain information is fully based on your attention and memory. This is why the elite is using all possible ways to dumb people down through brain-damaging chemicals, drugs, and even educational systems. Yeah, the television, the way the programming is set up and the commercials lowers your attention span. ADHD, memory loss, and learning disorders make learning a struggle and waste time and money. How much information can you recall from the last radio show? How about 3 weeks back? Unfortunately, you cannot improve your mental abilities by taking drugs, supplements, or by reading self-help books. It's all an illusion and useless as trying to get in shape by just reading a book on bodybuilding. To get a good result, you need real complex solutions based on science and practical training. School of Phenomenal Memory is not about marginal improvement. It's about having super strong attention and focus, mental stamina, accelerated speed of thought, and, of course, the real phenomenon of memory, when you can memorize anything fast and effectively, including entire books. Go to pmemory.net now and read hundreds of testimonials, download free ebook explaining how memory really works, and get 10% off by mentioning myself, Alex Jones. That's pmemory.net or pmemory.com. pmemory.net, the letter P, memory.net. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to Representative Dan Itza of New Hampshire and Representative Paul Ingberston of New Hampshire as well. What about you, Paul? You didn't get a chance to speak during the last segment. Other comments or thoughts on how important this fight in New Hampshire is that's coming up? We're having a rally tomorrow. When are we going to see this vote?
Well, first of all, you asked me, the way you started that question was about how important this is. I can tell you very simply how important this is. I met this morning with about 20 conservatives in their own little caucus where they analyze bills for the next day and all that sort of thing. And I asked, could I get their agreement to negotiate some of their votes for certain close bills that Democrats want in return for Democrat votes on this bill? And the response to me was extremely positive. So just to give you an idea, that's how important it is to me. I don't like making deals. Democrats' bills, almost 90%, 99% of them, I consider to be too much government. It's more government, et cetera. But this bill is worth a whole lot. This is one of those moments when even a Republican conservative constitutionalist is willing to make a deal. And I'd like to get any of your listeners who are from New Hampshire to make contact with their Democrat representatives and tell them that if they haven't heard from me already.
Well, absolutely. I don't think some people don't realize how politics works around the country. If we can get New Hampshire and other states to actually pass these strong resolutions, this makes or breaks really the future of this movement, doesn't it?
Well, it's the beginning of something politically, but the fact is we don't know how much time we have with the way things are progressing here. The usurpations just increase and increase, and it's dramatic. People aren't even reading bills anymore. You know, the stimulus package is outrageous, but it's been going on for some time. The Patriot Act, how many people read that? And so on, the IMF, you know, the GATT, the NAFTA stuff. I mean, these things have been crammed down our throats. And every time you turn around, it's at the loss of our rights and our the state's powers. So this isn't we don't know what we're dealing with here. But this is definitely an agenda of some kind. Or these things wouldn't keep on going, as Jefferson said, in exactly the same direction.
Well, you're absolutely right, Representative Itza. Your comments on what he was just saying.
Well, I agree with Paul entirely. You asked when the vote is. The vote is tomorrow. So you know. There is no second bite at the apple. Tomorrow is the hill to die on. If we're going to do it this year, certainly it's tomorrow, and probably if we're going to do it this term, it's tomorrow. I mean, we might be able to craft something sufficiently different to bring in next year, but it would be likely to be blocked by the leadership. So. It's now or never, guys.
Dan, we do have the access to the Senate. We could do it through the Senate, virtually the same bill, if not exactly the same bill, if we actually wanted to. If you could find enough senators to actually pass it, I think we have a better chance in the House the first time around.
Well, and the hard part would be finding a senator to bring it in. I mean, we could bring in the same bill through the Senate, but you'd have to have a senator that would support it.
Right.
So, and that's not going to be so easy.
Yeah, we just lost the senator that was supporting it. We lost it to the House. He's gone.
And so, it's really important that people get on their phones, get up to the State House, and make the legislators know that their future as a legislator depends on their vote on this bill, this resolution.
Absolutely,
man. Anything else you think is important to add about what we're facing here? I mean, I think restating the fact, does it even amaze you guys to see them openly in hundreds of publications admitting world government oven by central bankers and that they will rule the planet and that we'll pay carbon taxes to them? And then they pose this as if they are the saviors when they openly and publicly engineered all of this? I mean, it's just the bravado. The chutzpah, the arrogance, the
arrogance. It's arrogance, and it's a belief in a, I'd say a divine right to rule. And what we jettisoned here in America in 1776 was the whole idea of divine right to rule, that somehow the right to rule was imbued to somebody by their genetics. Our Constitution states, in fact, that blood and family cannot impute the qualities necessary for good governance.
And yet, also, on the other hand, Alex, you know, it's very clear that they fear the people. And the people who, in an informed public that begins to rise like this, has tremendous power, just tremendous power. And, you know, who knows where these people are in their plans, but, you know, they've been a long time very furtively working, so... This is a moment, a historical moment for us.
This is, I mean, if I'm speaking to the people that are out there that in your audience that support this bill, particularly those in New Hampshire, where my concern is, believe in yourselves. We're your servants. We're doing this on your behalf. This requires your participation. The Constitution of the State of New Hampshire requires really three things from the people of New Hampshire. First, it requires that they pay taxes in return for protection of their life, liberty, and property. It then requires that they know their constitutions and enforce them upon the government. And if they are unable to enforce the constitution for whatever reason, then it is their duty to reform or replace the government.
Yes, absolutely. You know, just in closing, did you guys hear about Virginia counties? Where in one county they took, Prince William County, they took $50 million of taxpayer money and they bought positions in mortgages and they're basically giving the houses at half off and then paying the city employees and county employees to move into people's repossessed houses.
Good Lord.
I mean, wow. It's really wow. Becoming insane. I mean,
the pattern of usurpation, Alex, the pattern of usurpation is what is leading to all this stuff. They've created a pattern. We're not resisting it on all levels, executive, legislative, and judicial. We're doing it in the states. Our own state Supreme Courts are usurping, like in the Claremont decision in New Hampshire. This is pure usurpation. I just found a wonderful quote from an old New York newspaper where it expressly says that they're beginning to think that the state should take over public education, where Claremont said we always had it. So we're talking about usurpation as a pattern now, and they've all followed, they're following a model. They got the Fed as a model.
The judiciary, in the last 10 years, twice, has patently violated the Constitution. And we need a legislature, that will stand up and hold the judiciary accountable and remove them when they violate the Constitution. And they can't be left to interpret the Constitution, because who holds them accountable when they violate it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, men, I want to thank both of you for joining us today. And God willing, this will pass tomorrow. But God helps those that helps themselves. Or the Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. Or as Hunter S. Thompson said, pray to God, but also row away from the rocks. Everybody needs to call the New Hampshire legislature, the House, right now, especially the Democrats and the Republicans. Any names you want to list that people really need to hammer?
I couldn't list a name. But there's 400 members of this House. You know, you'd be hard-pressed to do that. They certainly could call Speaker Norelli, though. That's a name that everybody remembers.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll talk to you soon. Godspeed.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alex. God bless you.
All right. Great to hear from those gentlemen. I'm looking at the stock market now. In fact, I'm refreshing it because it's coming up to its close here in about 15 minutes. It is down to 6,763. The Dow is at 6,763, down 41 points after 300 points down yesterday. Or 9.99 if you want to be technical. But it's down right now 41.09. And, you know, the bankers may pump it back up later, but they're just going to drop it. I mean, and if you watch the graph, it's going down. It spikes back up, but it's only on its way down, like bouncing down a cliff. And they have engineered this, and they are stealing all the real wealth and real investments. They have destroyed confidence by design to do this. Just outrageous. Now I guess it's up to half of people's savings through the stock market and through different 401ks and mutual funds has been taken. That's on average half the wealth. Some people have lost more. Some have lost less. Some portfolios I've seen have lost upwards of 80%. Some people have lost it all with companies that went under. And all that real wealth was transferred out the back door before the bankers implode. Excuse me. These institutions. So, very, very serious there. Here's a Washington Times headline. Go through a few of these. Obama's state secrets echo Bush. Last year, Britain's foreign office arranged and angered the British High Court by ordering it to censor seven paragraphs from a previous ruling in the case of a British legal resident who had been rendered, who had been kidnapped and tortured by the CIA in Afghanistan. And then it just goes into how Obama has now done the same thing, protecting Bush on that front. Don't have time to play this, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt Nemo did a story on it. Glenn Beck mentions FEMA camps on Fox and Friends. And it goes on here where if you watch what Beck says, he mentions these things, but then acts like, well, maybe it's kind of needed. Oh, it's scary, but the bubbas are dangerous. What are we going to do? So open announcements of FEMA camps on the news. Gerald Celente, we're going to get back on in the next few weeks, top trends forecaster. He's also in the Obama deception, I should add, along with George Humphrey, Webster Tarpley, Jesse Ventura, KRS-One, and others. Celente, U.S. has entered the greatest depression. Trends research analyst Gerald Celente, who has risen in prominence on the back of his deadly accurate economic predictions, says that the collapse of financial markets heralds the start of the greatest depression. In his latest trend alert bulletin, Celente attacks mainstream pundits who falsely predicted the market bottom and the start of the recovery, noting that conventional analysts have been proven wrong over and over again. Yeah, they're about 80% wrong on average because they're lying. There will be no turnaround in the second quarter of 2009 or 2010 or 2011. The global financial system, built on endless supplies of cheap money, rampant speculation, fraud, greed, and delusion, is terminally ill and will not be coaxed into remission by stimulus packages nor restored to health by government buyouts and bailouts, writes Salente. And then he went through that there's going to be real panic setting in the next 6 months to a year. And it goes on and on. The most positive prediction that Salente makes is the Dow will not reach zero, a tongue-in-cheek reaction to yesterday's record plunge, which saw the Dow roll back to 1997 levels of below 7,000. Salente warns that the first signs of real panic are starting to set in. Unrest will cause governments to take draconian measures to prevent total economic collapse and public panic, which is what they want. Expect massive bank failures, runs on banks, bank holidays, writes Salente. Even if deposits are FDIC insured, quick access to money is by no means assured. At minimum, have reserves on hand for emergencies, he forecast. Salente cites gold as one of the few investments that will continue to rise in value, eventually reaching 2,000 an ounce and beyond, he predicts. Folks, we saw gold in the last couple months go from $780-something an ounce to 1,000 plus. Then it went back down to 930 or so. That is a massive buying opportunity. Whether gold goes up or down, it's got real intrinsic value. They're killing the dollar. They're devaluing everything. And I haven't had Ted on in about a week. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up right now because Ted has been able to buy in when the market dipped. I mean, it hadn't dipped back to its lows a month ago, but it dipped a little bit. It's still, you know, right up there at record highs. And he has some insane deals for you. But everybody who's been accurate in the past is saying, get into gold, get into silver. People that we told to get into gold when it was $265, $270 an ounce. We told people when it was $500, $600, $800. We're telling you now, get in. Ted, briefly, tell folks about the gold and silver offers today.
Yeah, I sure will. Alex, I can tell you right now, in my 30 years of experience, tells me that I need to be a buyer right now. I need to get into the marketplace at the prices that there are right now. I may see a couple little lower prices. I don't know where it's going to go exactly, but if I'm going to be on the right side of the market, I have to be moving in when other people are moving.
Well, we know
out.
They admittedly are in the COMEX trying to drive it down with paper gold, and that's even threatening more of a default. They can't hold the beach ball down forever.
No.
Look how it just surged.
It's trying to, what they're trying to do is they're trying to put a floor on the losses of a fiat currency, and you got to realize they got to beat up the real valuable things in order really hard in order to support this fiat currency that they have out there, and it isn't going to work. It just give it a little bit of time, and we're going to have a bunch more bad news, and that gold and silver is going to come up like you said, a beach ball being held underwater. You can't do it for very long, and it comes back with a vengeance when it does.
Regardless, look at a year graph. Google a year gold graph, and gold's going straight up, folks. Look at the five-year graph. Look at the six-year graph. It's going straight up. Look at the stock market. It's going straight down. Don't look at week-to-week, month-to-month even, at the stock market. Look at it in a year graph, a two-year graph, a three-year graph. Look at what it's doing, ladies and gentlemen. It's going down. Gold and silver is going up, and it's one of the only commodities that's going up, with oil, you know, down at $35, $40 a barrel, has been as low as $33. Folks need to move into gold and silver right now, don't they, Ted?
They sure do. I mean, there was such a bloodbath yesterday, Alex. I mean, the market is just having the jitters, and it's just beginning. That thing is going to come down more. We all know that.
People running into treasury bonds, which are total crud when they don't even get a return on them. I mean, look at gold and silver, folks. Look at how it's performing.
Yeah, gold has been doing way better than cash. Way better. You can't even hardly compare the two. Gold has been, I mean, it's up 300%, and the value of the currency isn't even, you know, coming close to that kind of a return.
Ted, I've got a few final stories I want to hit, but I want you to stay there briefly when we come back. Give folks the gold and silver offer today. You've got an amazing deal for folks that we hope they take advantage of after this quick break. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, and don't forget, coming up 9 to midnight tonight, Jason Burmes. Be sure and join him.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
I've got a vaccine report I'm going to hit right at the end of the show, and then I get into government bureaucrats basically being given houses at half price that have been repossessed from people. That's coming up at the start of the retransmission at InfoWars.com. And again, Jason Berman's tonight, 9 to midnight Central Time. That's 10 to 1 a.m., 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 10 Pacific, 8 to 11 Mountain. Jason Berman's, the show's called Jason Berman's, the Info Warrior. And that is like a superhero. That is, even does a show, a little cape on and a Batman outfit. I'm joking, having some fun, folks. I'm up here working a lot at night, so sometimes I'll be popping in on the show as well. Ted, give folks today's gold and silver offer.
Yeah, right today we have the franc at 220. Now, Alex, you got to remember the franc was at 242 just on February 18th. I also have the British sovereign right now is 275. That same coin that on the 18th was 295.80, to give you a little bit of an example of what we have right now and the prices. The nice part about it, in stock, ready to go. What I also have is I have about 35 bags of Franklin halves, and I suggest that if anybody's going to be getting involved in the silver, take advantage of this offer. Because they're here, they're in stock. So many dealers are so short in supply that they're going to try to put off the order and delivery. I do have these right here stored.
And for those that don't know, most people are sold out. They're putting huge premiums on it, not discounts like Ted is doing right now. Those silver halves are gorgeous coins. That's the most the silver that I've bought has been that coin.
Well, anyways, right now, they're currently right now at $173.80 per roll of 20. You can pick up bags of them if you want to, because I really did.
What does that boil down to per coin?
It comes right down to $8.69 per coin.
So that's a great deal. You're not going to find a better one out there. I challenge you to. 800-686-2237, or you can see the number on screen. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight tonight on that deal. And again, ladies and gentlemen, with everything happening in the markets, the economy, the uncertainty, the safe haven is precious metals, gold and silver. 800-686-2237. Not only is it a great price, not only is it in stock, when I'd say 90 plus percent out there aren't, It's also a guy that owns the Genesis Network and finances everything we're doing here. So it's a win-win, 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 win-win-win. 800-686-2237. Anything else, Ted?
No, I just want to say, I mean, right now, just watch the markets because there's so much going on. I mean, this AIG thing is just scratching the surface. I mean, Barack Obama wants to go in and buy up private companies. You just simply cannot.
They're talking about bank runs on mainstream media. It is only going to get worse. Clearly, folks, do not wait. Get involved in metals now. 800-686-2237.
Yeah, like I said, you can't solve a debt problem. Then that's what we have right now. We got way too much debt by going further into debt, and that's what the
administration. I don't know how anybody could trust the system to leave most of their money in the banks. Hedge your bets, folks. Get into gold and silver, the best investment out there, bar none. 800-686-2237. Ted, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. 800-686-2237. Okay, this story. I'm going to get more into this tomorrow. We're working on getting some guests on. Yeah, it was a major university study at Purdue University School of Veterinary Medicine, conducted several studies, one to determine if vaccines can cause changes in immune system of dogs that might lead to life-threatening immune mediated diseases. They conducted this research because concern already existed. It was sponsored by the Haywood Foundation, which itself is looking for evidence that such changes in human immune systems might also be vaccine-related. And it just goes on here to talk about the amount of dogs and cats that get cancers in the area where they were injected. They've already proven the implantable microchips were doing this. And, this study's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to be getting some guests on about this and getting into more detail from this here on the show. So we'll look for that, because, you know, they won't do a lot of studies with vaccines in humans. We know it's bad and killing people. I mean, that's been admitted. But with animals, they have a group where they can really test it out and watch it, because their lifespans aren't as long, so it's more detailed. Retransmission starts right now. We'll be back in 70 seconds at InfoWars.com on the screens and the free podcast. Be sure to download that. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 to 3. And Burma's comes up tonight, 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.